my strength against your strength.
Right.
So golf and bowling makes sense, but do I care if a woman bowler is as good as a guy bowler?
Let's take one more call.
Paul, you're on Sports Radio 1310. Let's take a good morning.
Good morning. Rick, I agree with you in part that she hasn't won anything, so I don't know if she definitely necessarily deserves the chance to compete against something in such a, you know, so above what her level is right now. I mean, she's not beating her competition, which is, you mentioned Creamer, you mentioned, you know, Grubus is relatively young. The Song Sisters, you know, who knows what's out there in college and over in Europe that are her same age that they're going to probably kick her butt when they get to the LPGA, because, you know, if you prove yourself and compete, you know, like what Sorsen did, if you can prove yourself against your peers, then take the next step up. Why jump into the deep end before you know how to swim?
Yeah, and that was my point. Thanks a lot, Paul. Is I just want her to put something. I want to see some results out of her. Okay.
Well,
now here's the deal. You might be good enough to make a cut, and that's a pretty strong deal. Okay, but she missed only by one last year. But if you're gonna watch somebody to merely make a cut,
you know,
I mean, that's diminishing returns.
You have said to me for a year when we've talked about her, go win something.
Yeah.
She did win one tournament last year.
No, she didn't win anything last year.
It was the year before.
Yeah.
It was that little amateur.
She missed out on the Publinks this year.
She won the Publinks 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And so she did win something. At 13, she won it. And let's not diminish it. What that caller just said is very true. There's a lot of good women up-and-comers right now. But Michelle Wee is something very unique. She has a lot of talent. The question is, can she convert that talent to become a winner? And we'll never know that. You know what? We could have been saying the same thing about Tiger Woods. Before Tiger Woods turned pro and won his first event, he never even made a cut on tour. He never made a cut.
But he won three straight U.S. amateurs, three straight junior champion amateurs.
And we didn't know what he was doing when he was 16 and he was playing over at the Nelson. You know, he played the Nelson at 16, didn't do anything. So let's see in a few years what happens. Should she be playing in a PGA Tour event? You know what? We could argue that forever. Thank God she's playing because we had something to talk about.
Yeah.
But it also gave us a reason to watch Jasoni at least the first 2 days.
The other thing, too, is I'm actually rooting for her. I want her to do well because the LPGA Tour desperately needs her.
Yes.
Here's the flip side. Let's say she's good enough to do really well on the LPGA Tour, but she's not looking at the LPGA Tour. She's looking at the PGA Tour. That's where she wants to compete. That's where she wants to measure herself.
You know what?
Then the LPGA Tour gets nothing,
and they need
it more than the PGA.
Well, that would be wrong. She, like you said, and I'll say, just like the last caller said, she needs to prove herself to win. I don't think she needs to do that at 15. But before when she's 22 years old and she's done college, if she goes to college and says, I'm going to go play on the PGA Tour, she better be able to say, I've dominated the LPGA before she goes and does that.
8:49 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We might revisit it later. I don't know. We'll see. We've got a lot of calls waiting, but we got to get to the great Lanny Watkins, CBS Sports. We'll talk to him next.
Think you'll have an opinion?
Maybe.
All right, we'll see.
Sports Radio 1310.
Here's your chance to call for the greats, like former Cowboys and NFL players, and the not-so-greats, like our ticket guy.
Hey, Jill!
It's the Volvo of Dallas Celebrity Golf Classic, Friday, March 4th, at the Tribute Golf Club, to benefit Speedway Children's Charity and Sports Professionals Foundation. Pick up your registration form at Volvo of Dallas, or tee up at theticket.com for more details. Brought to you by TexasLending.com and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I met with a new client the other day at H&R Block.
I've got one kid doing dance on Tuesdays. The other has basketball on Wednesdays.
The problem is, her job was just getting them by. I told her she may qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, which could increase her refund by $4,300. But it'll always get you the maximum refund you deserve, guaranteed.
An extra $4,300? I like the sound of that.
Earned Income Tax Credit. If you qualify, it could increase your refund by $4,300. And now through February 28th, come in and get your taxes done at H&R Block and play the Double Your Refund in instant win game. There's lots of stuff to win. Cash prizes, tax preparation. You might even double your federal refund up to $10,000. Come into H&R Block today and get every advantage you deserve. Visit HRBlock.com or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK for the office nearest you. No purchase necessary to enter a win sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. See office for complete rules. For maximum refund, if due to H&R Block error on your return, you're entitled to a larger refund or a smaller tax liability than calculated. You'll refund your tax preparation fee for after certain claims must be made during 2005 calendar year at the paying office.
Easily impressed? Not me. So when I hear free checking, it's got to be more than just a checkbook.
Maximum strength checking from Bank One. Free one checking with direct deposit.
I want free checking to mean free ATMs.
An army of free ATMs.
I want so many free ATMs, if I blink, I'll miss one.
I want them where I've been, where I am, even where I'm going.
Maximum strength checking means free access to over 6,500 Bank One and Chase ATMs nationwide.
And branches. I want branches open late and on weekends.
I want them there before work, after work, maybe both.
I want email alerts if my balance gets low.
And bill pay. Free online bill pay that's simple, easy, and guaranteed.
Yeah, I want free checking. I mean all that.
Get more than just free checking with direct deposit. Get maximum strength checking only from Bank One. Stop by Bank One today or visit bankone.com.
Maximum strength. That's the kind of free checking I want.
Member FDIC. See the Bank One online bill payment agreement for details about bill pay guarantee.
Did you know when the Statue of Liberty was unveiled, the Justin Boot Company had already been making boots for 7 years? A lot has changed since 1879, but the true quality in each pair of Justin boots remains the same. Come by Cavender's this week and you'll find great deals on Justin boots. Want a work boot that works as hard as you do? Now at Cavender's, all styles of Justin original work boots, regular and steel toe, now $10 off. For work or play, pick up a pair of Justin Chukka's. Low and mid-top for men or ladies, only $59.99.
That's a great deal.
How about take $15 off Justin Techno Crepe Westerns? Don't pass up the aisles and aisles of clearance merchandise, too. 20% off boys' hats, kids' tops, jeans, and 20% off jewelry and buckles. Up to 50% off ladies' coordinates, ladies' tops, and men's and ladies' outerwear. Just like Justin Boot Company, Cavender's has a long history of providing you with first-quality Western wear. Come by this week and save. And for the perfect gift anytime, pick up a Cavender's gift card.
I'm Layla, the Mavs struggle in San Antonio, next on the Picket Ticker.
Come in right now to Red Lobster and we'll satisfy your cravings for jumbo shrimp for just $11.99. Imagine jumbo shrimp scampi, sizzling hot with that intoxicating aroma of melted butter and garlic, tender and decadent. Or indulge your craving for jumbo coconut shrimp with that tropical flavor locked in those crispy coconut flakes, served with a sweet pina colada dipping sauce. Or you can lose yourself in a plate of tender jumbo crunch fried shrimp. Hand-breaded, served crispy, hot, and crunchy with our irresistible melt-in-your-mouth warm Cheddar Bay biscuits, baked fresh every 10 minutes, and a fresh salad for $11.99. This is not just a night out. This is not just a meal. This is a jumbo craving satisfied, a full-fledged, mouth-watering reward. This is jumbo shrimp, the way only Red Lobster can do it.
Do it all with a seafood.
The Ticket.
Well, the Mavs lose a close one to the Spurs, 98-95 the final. It is the Spurs' third win over the Mavericks this year. Tim Duncan scored 25 points for the Spurs in the game. Mavericks come back home to the AAC tonight. They take on the New Jersey Nets. After the retirement of scouting director Larry Lacewell and the firing of offensive coach George Borhop, offensive line coach that is, there have been some changes in the Cowboys organization, but Jerry Jones says he doesn't see any more happening soon.
No, I don't. I think we've pretty much seen the change. We may add a veteran coach or a coach to replace, or we may do that internally, George Warhol.
Here at Jerry on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, he was on with Norm Hitzkin. Michelle Wee misses the cut at the Sony Open by 7 strokes. She was 17 strokes off the leader. That was Shigeki Maruyama. Justin Rose and Brett Quigley are tied for second. And the four with Bravos beat the Odessa Jackalopes by a final of 3-2. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you.
and 8:56 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You got the T-Box, Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengarten from Avid Golfer Magazine. Check out the new issue. It's at all the area golf courses and golf stores. It's got Todd Hamilton on the cover. It's got lovely Layla in the inside. And especially fetching cart girl this month, because it's all about golf, and golf's all about cart girls. All right, 9:10. There's something that Tiger, or somebody's selling of Tigers for an exorbitant amount of money. Might be the most overhyped thing I've ever seen. We'll talk about that at 9:10. 9:30, we'll do T-Box trivia. But on our phone line right now, he's been gracious enough to join us, the great Lanny Watkins, the lead golf analyst for CBS Sports. I think, believe, starting your third year?
I think that's about right. Third full year.
So, back in the day, and I'll probably use that term a lot, because you're all about that. To me, you're like the poster child of back in the day. And
am I that old already?
Well, you're on the senior tour.
I'm coming and going from that almost.
That's a milestone. So when you were playing and you'd watch all the commentators and everything, I'm sure you had opinions on that. But then you go into the booth. What's been the biggest surprise that's come up since you've been here for now going on 3 years?
The biggest surprise to me in professional golf right now is the lack of any kind of young player that's shown anything. As far as what I'm seeing out there, I mean, this thing is really dominated by veterans, you know, week in, week out right now. And you see some young players, you know, winning a tournament here and there, but nobody looking like they're going to step up and be, you know, the next Tiger, so to speak. But as far as overall, I think just the quality of play, just watching these guys, the shots they hit. And I think if there's a big difference between my generation and this generation, it's maybe the lack of imagination among all the players. You see imagination at top players like Tiger and Phil Mickelson, but I think equipment has dictated a lot of the changes.
It's hard to work the ball nowadays, isn't it?
It still works. I mean, that's one thing. The ball still works, but I think that they hit it so far, they don't worry about whether they hit it straight or not. You know, we used to have to be in the fairway. These guys do not have to because they're out there hitting, you know, short irons, and they just learn to play short irons from the rough.
Lenny, you made a really interesting point. We've seen a lot of 40-something guys win the last year or two, and the young players haven't really stepped up. Why do you think that is?
I've got several opinions. The first thing that comes along is so many of these guys have grown up playing junior golf, and I've got two boys, they're 12 and 17, play a lot of junior golf, and I think the one thing that's missing in junior golf today is they don't play enough match play. When I was a kid, and most of my peers were kids, we grew up playing match play, learning how to win each day that you played. You know, every time you play a head-to-head match, you're either winning or losing. Today, these kids, and I see with my boys, they have they finished in the top 10. They think they've had a great week. Well, that wasn't the case back. You know, that's not learning to win.
Talking to Lanny Watkins here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All right, back in the day, you were known, I guess, if you go fast forward, you were the Phil Mickelson of your day. There wasn't a shot that you wouldn't want to try, and maybe it's a detriment of your round. And I read somewhere where you said, I probably could have got a lot more seconds, made some more money if I just took the safe route, but you didn't have you wouldn't have as much fun doing that.
Well, I also, viewed the tour from the time I came on. The money wasn't as big either. I mean, you got to understand, my first winning paycheck was $26,000. When I won my first tournament. So, times have changed drastically. So back then I felt like I was trying to win, and if I won, there'd be plenty of money there. So I took that approach. I was always trying to win tournaments, not really place.
But do you applaud Phil Mickelson now changing his aggressive outlook, kind of playing what the course is going to give him and kind of gear it down a little bit, and now he's doing pretty well?
Oh, I definitely applaud him for playing smarter golf. I mean, I thought he'd gone, bonkers there for a couple of years when he was trying to be the longest hitter on tour and was so concerned about Tiger's length and stuff like that. I think that was a mistake. Phil's got way too much talent and ability and imagination to just try and be a long hitter. And I think that he's back playing smart golf. He's still got the length if he needs it, but he's also relying on his iron game, which is very, very good. And I think by doing that, it's taking some of the pressure off his putting, and we're seeing him putt better.
Okay, Lanny, so you're pretty tied into what's going on. What should we expect on tour this year? I mean, is there any big things that are going to come up? Any big predictions you've got?
I think you're going to see more of what you saw last year. I think you're going to see the same group of veterans dominating with, you know, the a Chad Campbell here and there, or Stuart Appleby, people like that, win an occasional tournament here and there. But I think you're going to see the same guys dominate, Ernie and BJ and Tiger, and Retief Goosen's an awesome talent. I think David Toms will come back and have a better year. I think last year that was an aberration because of his wrist injury and surgery. So if I had to look for one person to step up and have, you know, maybe move to that new echelon, I'd say David Toms. I think he's just an immense talent.
Lenny Watkins here with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All right, TV negotiations are ongoing. Tim Finchem, the tour commissioner, and all the networks. And Craig and I were talking about this earlier. If no Michelle Wee is in the Sony Open and you have Ernie Els and you have Vijay Singh and the like, I'm not sure if a whole lot of people watch. And I know Finchem made a killing because he negotiated that right when Tiger was in his heyday. Does it concern you at all that if Tiger's not in a tournament, is it a tournament?
Oh, yes, it's definitely a tournament. And, I mean, I think that what Tiger brings is he brings the person that's not a huge golf fan in to watch. I think the big golf fans, the core group, is going to watch anyway, and they appreciate the talents of the other players. I think that Tiger brings in, you know, the people who are just, you know, fans of sport in general and like to see, you know, great athletes compete. I think that's what he brings in. And no question, the last contract was done at the right time with, you know, Tiger having a, you know, monster year. And that's one of the big things to watch this year is can his revamped swing, you know, produce the results that he would like to see and probably that the tour would like to see.
You have a daughter, Michelle Wee. Is it a good idea what she's doing?
I've got a different thought. I mean, I think Michelle Wee is an immense talent. I think it's just great to see a youngster play that well and be that dedicated to what she's doing. I would, you know, like to see her learn to win. Here again, you're talking to youngsters playing maybe above her capabilities against the pros and stuff. She did not win a tournament at any level last year. She lost in the first round of the USGA Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I think she ought to be beating her peers, you know, some of which are very, very good players. Look at Paula Creamer, just
she's awesome.
The LPGA Tour mm-hmm. at 17. So there are some other young girls out there that can really play, and I would feel that she'd be doing herself a bigger service if she was learning to win some tournaments rather than just, you know, my goal is to make the cut, and that, you know, making the cut doesn't do anything for anyone.
Okay, so you and your brother Bobby dominated golf or junior golf out in Richmond, Virginia, when you guys were younger. What are you doing differently between when you were a kid versus what your kids are doing now? How are you grooming them to become good golfers?
Well, number one, they're doing it on their own. I've never pushed them to play golf. I'm a big baseball fan. I wanted to play baseball so I could go to more baseball games and stuff. But they have gotten into golf, and they both love it and love to play. So I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get them good instruction and really just go from there. And golf is a sport. You've got to do a lot of it on your own. If you start relying on a teacher too much, you're not gonna learn. I think that you have to learn shots on your own. It's the hours you spend out there by yourself trying different shots from bunkers and chip shots and, you know, can I hit a driver off the ground or can I do this, or, you know, a little imagination has to come into play, and that's what I like to see from my boys anyway.
Talking to Lenny Watkins here on The Ticket. Okay, Tom Lehman calls you up. He's a new Ryder Cup captain. What's the one piece of advice you give him?
Do it your way. I mean, you've got, I think the captain has to take charge, because when it's all said and done, the only person who's going to catch any heat if it doesn't work is the captain. And, and it's time, you know, for things to work. I think that he's really got to come up with a plan. You know, once he understands what the core group of his team is, he's got to come up with a plan and pretty much stick to it, you know, through, you know, the first 2 days, which involves, you know, four ball and better ball. I mean, four ball and foursomes. I think those are the areas that the, you know, U.S. has to, you know, get better. And I think that you have to have everything work as a team. You can't have Phil Mickelson going off and practicing on his own, not showing up for practice, or Tiger playing nine holes. They've got to realize that they're all part of a team, and you can't have individuals, ideas, you know, starting to, you know, dominate what's going on.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we have maybe five exemptions based upon money and give the captain seven picks? I mean, it's
his
team.
Well, I talked to the PGA of America about that. It's already set. I mean,
you know what I'm saying, though? I mean, he might not like the guys that are the mix. I mean, it's not... It's hard to build up chemistry if these guys are just on the team because of their money rankings or their world rankings.
Well, the first thing every captain, I played on eight Ryder Cups, and the first thing that I every captain asked me is, anybody on this team you don't want to play with or you don't think your game works with? And I think that's the first question you go ask every member of your team, so you find out who they get along with personally and who they don't play well with, and you try and go from there. And I think that then you segregate in, okay, well, you know, when I'm looking at it, alternate shot play, for example, I want two guys that play alike. Like, I had a lot of success playing alternate shot with guys like Larry Nelson and Hale Irwin. Our games were very similar, and we had a lot of success.
That position is not unlike the president's. I mean, there's more downside than upside, and the only upside is if you win. If you don't, there's 2 years of, and you know, meticulous planning and second guessing and every. Is it worth it?
Well, it is. You do give up a lot. There's no question, and there's not a lot of upside. Number one, it takes up a heck of a lot of your time. I mean, the trips you make on behalf of the PGA, the press conferences, the different things that you do. It's a very time-consuming position. I would imagine it probably means that whoever's captain has to hire someone else to, you know, has to hire a full-time secretary just to handle everything that's going on, you know, with that for the next 2 years. So it's going to cost you something there. And just everything else that's involved. I mean, you're going to be hit with press stuff from, you know, all sides for the next 2 years of your life.
All right, Lenny. Growing up, I was a huge fan of the Watkins family. I mean, I loved watching you. I mean, you won all the big tournaments, everything. And then I loved watching young Bobby Watkins. And that's how my father used to tell me, watch young Bobby Watkins. I wonder, you know, he didn't win until the Champions Tour. And I always wonder, how much was that just a monkey on his back?
It probably was a big monkey, because he played a lot of terrific golf over here. He won actually three of the biggest international tournaments. He won the European Open and won twice in Japan. The tournament Tiger just won this year, which is the biggest tournament in Japan. Bobby won that twice. So he against very, very good fields, and he lost a couple of times in playoffs over here. I think putting was always his weakness, and he was always a terrific ball striker, and it's bothered him over the years some, I think. But here and again, we are both fans of each other. We're good friends, and I mean, I just talked to him 15 minutes ago. Actually, he called from Florida, where he's down there practicing. So,
all right,
getting ready for the start of the year, and you know, we stay in touch constantly, and I think that our relationship has probably helped that not be as big a burden as it would have been otherwise.
Talking to Lenny Watkins here on the ticket. Okay, so on Monday morning after CBS has a golf broadcast, you turn to USA Today and see if Rudy Martsky has any nice quotes that he's highlighted from you?
That's a good one.
Come on, be honest.
People take him seriously.
Well, you don't take him seriously, but don't you have to read it?
I don't think it's the first thing I go to. No, I'm usually back home in Dallas. I'm excited to get to the morning news and read a real sports section.
All right.
About that. All right. Well, this year, Lanny, is probably you might as well enjoy it while you can, because right now I think you're 92nd in career PGA Tour money.
Okay.
So I'm thinking this will be the last time you'll be in the top 100.
Well, you never know. I'm actually going to go play the Bob Hope Classic here. And,
are you really?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, I'm going to go. I figure, hell, this week they've got Stadler and Kite and Jacobson all playing out there. Yeah, I'll go play.
Well, that's a good question. What do you think of Tom Kite wanting to go back on PGA Tour full time?
I think it's fine. And I think Jay Haas has had a lot of, and Jacobson's play and Stadler's play on the regular tour has had a lot to do with that. We don't see any young guys that are dominating out there, number one, and we see a guy like Jay Haas, who basically Tom Kite and I have beaten our whole careers you know, out there winning $1 million and not even winning a tournament doing it. So you have to think, well, you know, maybe we still can. Tom's using up a one-time exemption. I'm still a lifetime. If you've got over 20 wins on the tour, you're a lifetime, which I am. So
yeah, you're golden.
I could, but I'm just going to play the one as much to go out and spend a week in nice weather, hopefully playing and practicing. And then I've got 2 weeks of telecast, and I'm going to go play 4 out of 5 weeks on the Champions Tour, and hopefully that will have my game semi-ready anyway.
How's your game?
Well, it's hard to tell. You've seen the weather around here. It hadn't been that great. So
yeah.
A lot of cold days practicing. I would like to have gotten more in, but it's not bad. I'm hitting the ball pretty solid.
At this point, it doesn't really matter, does it? It really has a kid's game.
Yeah, well, they're not beating me yet, so I'm hanging in there by the skin of my teeth.
All right, so last question. When are we going to see the Lanny Watkins that holds court at Preston Trail on CBS?
Oh, it's getting there. I think a lot of it's getting more comfortable. I know where you're coming from, and I think that I just have played long enough out there and know enough of the guys. I think there are better ways to say what's going on than just rip somebody's head off. So,
right.
You know, and I think the other scenario is that CBS has a terrific team. I think if you know, we're not dominated by one announcer in our group. I mean, I really enjoy the stuff that Faraday and McCord do. Peter Oosterhaus is terrific coming from a different perspective on things. And I mean, Jim Nance is smooth, man. So we've got a very, very solid team, and I don't think I have to carry anything out there. I think I just become a part of the cog, so to speak.
It's too bad that it's kind of like in radio. Sometimes the best radio is what's said off air. It's too bad they can't hear what you guys talk about during the breaks.
Oh, I get friends up there and I give them headsets, and I said just hang in there for a commercial. That's the best stuff we've got.
It is. It's crazy, but you know, I don't know how long you guys would have jobs if they actually aired that stuff.
No question.
But it is entertaining. Lanny, thanks a lot for the time. Best of luck with your kids' play, with your play, with your broadcasting, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lanny.
Sure.
All right, that's the great Lanny Watkins here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Always a fun interview. Good guy. All right.
Hey, before we go to break, he made a really, really good point. Looking at the Dallas Morning News, they do have a really good golf section. It is a good sports section. But I don't understand. Bill Nichols is their golf writer, golf specialist. Why wasn't he at the Mercedes? Why wasn't he at the Sony?
Well, that to me, I mean, if you're looking to cut in costs, like maybe Belo's doing because they're not in the greatest of shape right now, you've got to go out to Hawaii
because you
have Tiger in the first event, you got Michelle Wee in the second event, and once you're there, you're there. It's just a hop skip from Maui to Oahu.
I don't get that. They do have a great golf section.
You have to act big. You're right. You have to act like a big paper instead of doing AP stories.
Whoever's in charge up there, do something. Get Nichols out there. Yeah.
All right, 9:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, a couple quick stories on Tiger. One is a ridiculous item that's being auctioned off that I think, How could they put a price on this? Two, he did a really interesting thing during a commercial. And, well, that's it. That's two things, right? Talking
all
Tiger.
Right,
next on The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Our GM told us to go west, young man, and we did. It's a miracle, but we discovered ice in Fort Worth.
Hey, look, Ron, it's ice!
In my day, Grego, we called it frozen water.
For the first time ever, the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 will be in the town of the cow at the Fort Worth Convention Center, March 24th. There's not a bad seat in this barn, so get your $13.10 out and pony up. DCOI 8. Tickets on sale now at theticket.com. From the station that says,
Ice, Ice, Baby.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ice, Ice, Baby.
Oh, at theticket.com.
Good Saturday morning. It's your buddy Big Dick. I am in Burleson today at Sport Clips, located at John Jones Boulevard and Highway 171. What you do is you take 171 off of I-35 headed south. Head on down. You will see us right by the Target and Home Depot Supercenter. We're out front handing out ticket gear, getting registered to win a free six-month membership to 24-hour fitness. But the big draw at the moment is former Dallas Cowboy Jay Novacek, who is inside signing autographs. He's going to be here until 11 a.m. signing free autographs. There is Dallas Cowboys memorabilia available, $8.95 haircuts, and you can also register to win a 20-inch Schwinn Stingray chopper. That is all with me, Big Dick, Jay Novacek, the rest of the ticket crew. We're at Sport Clips in Burleson, Highway 171 and John Jones Boulevard. We'll be here till 11 o'clock.
You know, if you're driving without auto insurance, you're driving
butt naked, wearing only a smile in your birthday.
Yeah, I think they get the picture. Anyway, why risk enormous fines or even losing your license when A Affordable Insurance offers low, low monthly rates? Because without auto insurance, you're driving
naked as a jaybird, going commando.
As I was saying, for complete coverage regardless of your driving record and without a credit check, call A Affordable Insurance toll-free at 1-800-850-7733 and stop driving.
Oh, natural, with a wardrobe malfunction while taking an airbag.
Don't make me hurt you.
Don't get behind the wheel and expose yourself to large fines or even loss of your license if you're caught without auto insurance. Call us toll-free at 1-800-850-7733. A Affordable Insurance. We've got you covered.
We got you covered at A Affordable Insurance.
So, hey, check these guys out. A Affordable's got rates as low as $42 per month. $42. When they say low monthly rates, they're not kidding. Call them at 1-800-850-7733.
If you're looking for a great Valentine's weekend getaway, go west, young man, and book your romantic getaway at Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Just west of the Metroplex, the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club is convenient, just south of the Texas Motor Speedway, and it's the perfect place to spend Valentine's weekend. Call 817-961-0800 or 1-866-GO-DORAL and book your weekend getaway. It starts with dinner for two, an overnight stay at the luxurious Doral Tesoro Hotel, and even includes champagne and strawberries. Is for two, delivered right to your room. Availability is limited, so call the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club today at 817-961-0800 or 1-866-GO-DORAL. It's good anytime, Valentine's weekend, February 11th through the 15th. The packages are limited, so book your Valentine's weekend getaway stay today. 817-961-0800 or 866-GO-DORAL. Spend the weekend in luxury at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. 817-961-0800 or 1-866-GO-DORAL.
It used to be that automotive websites were divided into two sections, new and used. But now there's a Lexus so unique, it's created a whole new category on most major automotive websites. Lexus Certified Pre-Owned. While it's not quite new, it's as close to new car standards as you can get. Each vehicle undergoes a thorough inspection and reconditioning process and is given a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. And now from December 31st through March 1st, qualified buyers can get 3.9% APR financing for terms up to 66 months on all certified pre-owned vehicles. With each monthly payment of $1,685 per thousand borrowed on approved credit, Lexus Certified Pre-Owned. It's changed the face of automotive websites and the way you think about purchasing a car. See your Dallas-Fort Worth area Lexus dealer or visit LexusCPO.com.
Not all customers qualify. Available through Lexus Financial Services. No down payment if qualified. Take delivery by 3105. Not available in Hawaii. See your participating Lexus dealer for details.
I'm Layla Maverick. Face some trouble in the Southwest. Next on the Ticket Picker.
Is a great way to enjoy life more, and your summer fun can start this week at the Fort Worth Boat Show. The convention center in downtown Fort Worth will be filled today and tomorrow with every kind of boat you can imagine, from small fishing prams to sophisticated pro bass rigs, from one passenger personal watercraft to high performance power boats, from family runabouts to deck boats to liveaboard cruisers with every possible luxury, and they're offered at special boat show prices with financing rates at their lowest in years. Convention Center is bigger than ever, and so is the boat show, with more boats than ever, and there's action for the kids in the Texas Junior Anglers Live Fish Tank. Start your summer fun this week at the Fort Worth Boat Show at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Opens at 10 a.m. today and tomorrow. Hurry, this is the last weekend.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticket!
Mavs lose their second game in a row after the 98-95 toughie against the Spurs. Dirk Nowitzki scored 36 points and had 14 assists in the game. Mavericks played the Nets tonight at the AAC in the second game of a back-to-back. USU quarterback Matt Leinart has decided to come back to USC for his senior season. This was his announcement.
The most important thing I've learned about this week is that, you know, to do, you know, what's best for myself and my family, but ultimately do what's going to make me happy. Furthermore, I've announced I will be coming back for my fifth year.
Leinart won the Heisman this past year just before SC won the national championship. And Ted Thompson has been hired to take over Mike Sherman's general manager duties with the Green Bay Packers. Thompson leaves his job as Seattle's vice president of football operations. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Orbitz. Log on to Orbitz.com today and escape this winter Find Orbit Saver hotel rates from $66 a night in Hawaii and from $42 a night in San Francisco. It's so easy. Just orbit and go. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is giving you something the Cowboys couldn't deliver. The NFL playoffs. Doubleheaders beginning today at 3 and Sunday at noon. Exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:21 on The Ticket. Thanks again to Lanny Watkins for popping on. One of my favorites. 9:30 with the T-Box Trivia. Win some free golf from Avid Golf Magazine and White Glove and Eclipse. And, you know, we're just listening during the ticker that Matt Leinart, the SC quarterback, decided to come back for a senior season. And as much as I used to get on Ty Tryon for not even going to college, I think this might be excessive the other way. I think he's just done pretty much everything he can do, and he's one bad tackle away from getting nothing.
He's won the Heisman, won national championship.
Two national championships.
What else is there?
I mean, I'm sure he's popping some strange out there, but
he's got the pros as well. There's a couple teams that would love to have him right now. He could be making some serious bank.
Oh, that would be 49ers. Oh, it's not like the good old 49ers. I wonder if he would have gone if Pete Carroll would have decided to take that job.
Interesting question, isn't it?
So anyway, but still have another fun year at SC, and boy, I'd be in like a glass cage. Just don't get hurt. Don't touch me. Okay, a couple things.
You know what? It's got to be about a chick.
Keep the chick, but buy 10 more.
It's got to be about a chick.
He could go to the 49ers. I mean, they're not that far away.
Yeah, there's some hot stuff in the Bay Area.
There you go.
By the way, why
else would he stay?
I mean, he's got no upside.
Okay, if you're his...
He's never hotter. He's going to be right
now. If you're his dad, and he says, Dad, I don't know what to do. I want to stay in school. I want to win. I want to make history, win a third national championship. Boy, there's a lot of money waiting for me. We tell them.
And why can't you just test the waters? I know in the NBA, as long as you don't have an agent, you can go in the draft, and if you don't like where you're drafted or whatever, you just go back to school.
Yeah, I don't think that is with football, though.
But, see, it always amazes me about that versus, like, just an everyday guy going to college, where some guy, let's say back in the day, IBM offered you a big salary and everything, and you think about it, nah, I don't want to go. Why would you lose your student status going back to college? I mean, it makes no sense. A couple things on Tiger. One, I don't know if you've caught the Golf Channel lately. I heard about this last week where Tiger was doing another one of his film commercials for Nike.
Right.
And they wanted him to hit one of his patented stingers from about 60 yards, and they wanted to show the flight of the ball starting low, going up high over this camera lens, which is probably about a 6x6 camera lens. And they asked him to see if he could do it, so he tried it. First shot goes right through the lens. And you see those stupid little challenges on the big break? And you're like 40 yards away, but it's a big window pane of glass, and guys aren't hitting it. First time, goes right through the lens, $100,000 lens.
Just like that.
That guy is a savant.
Yeah.
That guy is ridiculous. Okay, second thing on Tiger. If you go to eBay... For some weird reason, I went to eBay last night just to see what the most expensive thing golf-related was on being auctioned off. One of them is a house on Maui for like $1.6 million. There's no golf courses, amazingly enough.
There was. Last year, they had a couple golf courses on.
Well, you can go to eBay right now, and you can get a rare Tiger Woods signed used Nike golf glove. Now, this is a rare and beautiful autograph of Tiger Woods. I don't know, doesn't say anything about authenticated. On his personal Nike golf glove used in a game, parentheses, non-tournament. Tiger then autographed the glove and eventually ended up at a charity auction. How much would you pay for this if somebody, if I had this and said, you know what?
Where's the garage? I got $20.
Yeah. How much would you pay for a Tiger Woods glove?
$200?
$200? Well, some guy online...
And that'd be a stretch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. To tell you my watermark, I paid $200 last year for a signed flag, signed Masters flag of Phil Mickelson.
Allegedly signed, yeah.
It was authenticated. It was authenticated.
And
it was $200. It was for my son's birthday, and I looked at that and said, this has value, and I was interested in that.
Right.
That has more value to me than a signed glove of Tiger Woods that allegedly was used in a non-tournament event.
All right, you pay $200, I may pay $100. If I hate memorabilia. I think it's the worst of all values out there.
Yeah.
It's just not into it. This guy's asking, and you have only 8 days, 21 hours to bid on it. He's asking
$12,000. $12,000. You know what?
$12,000.
You know what?
You know what? I'm not sure if I'd pay $12,000 to play a round of golf with
him. You better have a lot of after you money if you're spending $12,000 on used golf gloves. I don't care who they're signed by.
$12,000. No bid yet.
What a shock.
And he will charge you $30 for shipping.
That's more of a ripoff right there.
By the way, I bought my first item on eBay about 3 weeks ago. It's actually kind of fun. I got my first positive feedback.
I bought it. Rick loves to laugh at me because of stuff I buy on eBay, and I'm always looking for the Mr. Haney deal.
Right.
And
sometimes you get it.
They show up, they don't work.
He's finding the most crazy. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. And I actually got caught up in the hype at the very end because we and this other guy are betting against each other. So, yeah, I want to buy a buck.
I'm too competitive for eBay.
Yeah, exactly.
I end up driving up the price way higher than it should be.
Right.
I don't want someone to beat me.
You know what else I've done? Because I'm not the most computer literate person in the world. It's an understatement. And there's times I've bid on the wrong things. And you cannot retract a bid.
No.
So you remember that one time I bid on that thing and I wanted to put $50 in it, and I put $500 in it, and they said confirm. I confirmed it, and I'm just sweating it out. Please don't anybody bid. I don't want to spend $500 on this thing. And finally, somebody actually outbid my $500 bid, so I was safe.
So they made a mistake.
In that
too.
Situation, you can retract bids, but it's a process.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know how to do it, so I was just sweating it out.
But again, I got an A++++++. Great buyer. I got that going for me.
All right. Well, wait, so we know. What's your name on AP?
I ain't telling you.
Come on.
Secret.
No, got to know.
Nope. 920 on the ticket. Let's go to a quick weather report.
You worm. Come on.
Jason Helm. No, I'm secret.
T-Box weather brought to you by Your Mom and theticket.com. Looking for a high today of 49, low 24. Mm. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 43, low 26. Right now, under sunny skies, 36 degrees.
You know what? No wind.
You can play.
Would you play?
I play if it gets to 40. You know, the worst part is driving around the golf cart.
No wind.
If you don't have that
Under Armour
shield.
The world's best. And I'll tell you, we don't get it very often here. But when it's not blowing, 49's not bad.
No. It's all about wind. It's all about wind chill. All right. Up next, 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Our weekly staple at 9:30. T-Box Trivia, win free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. And White Bluff on the Cliffs. We have the question. If you have the answer, you get the prizes. We'll do that next on the ticket.
3 days, man. 3 days.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says you don't need courage, a heart, and since our guys are involved, a brain to attend HummerTickets.2005. Free autographs from Hall of Famer George Brett, Mike Modano, and Jason Witten. The Time Wasters live on stage in Wheels Off Roundtables Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. HummerTickets.2005, brought to you by Norris America and Sports Radio 1310.
There's no place like TicketStop.
The ticket.
There's no place like TicketStop.
www.theticket.com.
You know, there's a lot of great programming on TV. I've probably got about 5 or 6 programs that are can't miss. I have to watch them. If I miss them that week, I'm depressed. Well, if you get a TiVo, in fact, you can get a 70-hour TiVo, dual tuner TiVo. That means you can watch one program, record another. You can record two programs at the same time. You can pause live programming. It is the greatest thing in the history of ever. I'm glad I lived to see it. And you can get it free. if you call Dish Direct at 888-834-1999. Not only that, they'll set you up with crystal clear satellite picture, crystal clear satellite sound for up to four rooms and the dual tuner TiVo for nothing. And if you cut the cable, how about $50? Cash back from Dish Direct. So make one call, make $50. You also get four rooms, HDTV quality, man, it is the greatest thing ever. But you got to give them a call today. 888-834-1999. It's Dish Direct. It's a miracle. It'll change your life.
Faster than a speeding tire.
More powerful than new MTV Raybestos brakes.
Look in the newspaper.
On the radio.
Through Sunday.
America's greatest tire and service sale.
At MTV.
Over 2 million tires on sale nationwide.
At MTV.
Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Goodyear, Pirelli.
The first and only tiered tire pricing sale in America.
Tires from $11.99.
BF Goodrich from $29.
Goodyear from $39.
Pirelli's from an amazingly low $49.
Michelin from just $59.
At MTV.
Free alignment.
Yes, free alignment with any set of select name brand tires.
Plus,
four tire balance and rotation.
Only $19.99.
Exide batteries from just $39.99.
Raybestos brake jobs, only $69.99.
Oil change,
including filter,
just $17.99.
The biggest tire and service sale in America.
Through Sunday
at MTV.
MTV, keeping the world in perfect motion.
Phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE for your nearest MTV location.
My grandmother made the best tacos in the world. And I'd eat them till I'd fall over, and then I'd get up in the morning and eat them cold. Taco Cabana smells like my grandmother's kitchen. And the sizzle of steak and grilled onions and fresh tortillas and homemade pico de gallo. Oh, yeah, and a big old tub of ice cold beer. Yep, she had a big old tub of ice cold beer.
If you're really hungry, then you got an enchilada. Right now, pick from your choice of two of our delicious enchiladas for just $3.99. Or, for those with a bigger appetite, $3 for $4.99. Choose from a succulent selection of sour cream chicken, beef, or cheese. All served with rice, refried beans, and two freshly made tortillas. Only from Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana. Now that's real.
Small business owners, congratulations. It's the weekend. At least, that's what everybody else calls it. You know it is the 2 days you spend planning the next five. Weighing the things you have to do against the things you just thought to do. Like moving up to the new standard. SBC Business Unlimited. Unlimited long distance toll and local calling for a flat $48.95 for your first line, and even less for additional ones. So you're never worried about how long you're on the phone, or surprised by your bill. It's always $48.95. And you're never wondering if there's a better way, because there's not. Hundreds of thousands have SBC Business Unlimited. $48.95 a month, flat. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
I'm Layla. Jerry Jones likes his quarterback. He likes them very much. Next on the Ticket Picker.
Time to start your year with savings in high gear. Now through the end of the month at Courtesy Nissan, we're revving up the savings during our 05 Savings Drive. Here's Courtesy Nissan's general manager, Mike Corey, to tell you more.
Folks, for the year 2005, our goal at Courtesy Nissan is to be your number one Nissan dealer. And we know to achieve that goal, we've got to earn your business by giving you the best selection, the best service, and the absolute best savings. So now through the end of the month, you won't believe how much you'll save during our 05 Savings Drive. This month only at Courtesy Nissan, get a new 05 Nissan Altima for just $169 a month, or a new 04 Terra for only $199 a month. Don't miss your last chance on an 04 Titan LE, now $6,000 off MSRP. Folks, if you've been waiting for the best savings on a new Nissan, don't miss our 05 Savings Drive and see why Courtesy Nissan is number one in customer service in the Metroplex. Courtesy Nissan, North Central at Campbell Road in Richardson. But hurry, because when these savings are gone, they're gone.
The Ticket.
Jerry Jones says he likes his quarterback situation for 2005. Red Lobster brings you the ticker. Jones talked about the possibility of getting a new quarterback. Norm on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. and he likes it as is.
No, I really think that we're getting ahead of ourselves and that Henson has as much potential as some of the quarterbacks that you might see coming out of college right now. We certainly thought that last year.
And apparently Bill Parcells was once contemplating retirement. Pat Summerall said that Parcells said he thought he got retirement after this season, but Summerall doesn't think that Parcells has those thoughts anymore. Mavericks have lost two in a row, and both of their games have been in the Southwest Division. The first was to the Rockets, and second was last night against the Spurs. It was a 98-95 loss. Tim Duncan scored 25 points for the Spurs. Mavericks play the Nets tonight at home at 7:30. And Michelle Wee misses a cut at the Sony Open. She finished with 17 shots behind leader Shigeki Maruyama and 7 shots back from the cut line. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Make your mouse move to theticket.com for tickets to the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8. All seats just $13.10. Get them while they last. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:36 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us on the T-Box. You can check out our website, avidgolferonline.com. It's all brand new, revamped, retooled.
Hey, you know, we got Layla on there. I'm wondering if Jason put a Speedo on, we put him on there too.
Good luck with all that.
Hey, a couple quick shout-outs. Ann at our office wanted to be shouted out, too.
Why?
I don't know. Just because.
She's so, full-time. If you are an intern somewhere, you can get a full-time job.
That can happen. And my son's English teacher, ninth-grade English teacher, Chris Beswick. Big listener to the show. He's big in soccer, doesn't like golf, but he listens to the show. So shout-out to my kids. Ninth grade English teacher, Chris Beswick. So now you have to pass him. That's the bit. All right, 9:37.
Well, can I say something about my kid's science teacher? He's struggling.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Can I make a shout out to SBC?
We want free DSL?
No, maybe they won't cut off my phone or anything like that.
Hey, this is the forum. Shout out Saturday. Layla?
I would like to make a shout out to my apartment complex.
Why, are they kicking you out?
No. But, you know, free rent would always be nice.
Is this the absolute persona of jumping the shark?
No, this is just
shouting out everybody.
New segment.
Coming up next, we're going to shout out to everybody we know.
Thinly veiled, personal.
Desperate.
Yes. Not desperate. It's just fun thing.
By the way, before we get into it, there is one good shout out we should talk about. The Ticket is kind of sponsoring this golf tournament.
The Ticket.
Volvo of Dallas.
Yeah, March 4th.
It's March 4th. You and I are playing.
The Ticket.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
I'm glad they took our names off it because they're talking about all these great celebrities and they say, including Bob Sturm, Rick Arnett, Mark Friedman, and Craig Rosengarten thinking,
you know what, I
talk about a power down.
Jim Cork, the Candyman, calls me the other day and says, I need some help on this event. I said, what do you need? He says, well, the phones aren't ringing off the hook. I said, well, take me and Frito off the damn promo. Who wants to play with us? He says, well, we've got Ed Tuttle Jones playing. We got Randy White playing. We got all these guys. Well, what do you got me on there for?
I thought it was the first time I heard that. I just cracked up.
I told him, you know, spare board off. You don't want that on there.
Man, they were digging the bottom there, baby. All right, let's get to the trivia question. 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Win free rounds at White Bluff or the Cliffs. Also, 10 free rounds from Avid Golfer Magazine. Anybody else sponsor?
Your mom?
My mom, again.
AvidGolferOnline.com.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, here's the question.
Ivan.
Who's the all-time? Do you still listen? Your dad? Or
Apparently, he can't get it online anymore.
Yeah, he's just old. Doesn't
he can get anything online.
That's right.
Here's
Ivan
the deal.
Ivan gets a shout-out, too.
Who has the career record for the most cuts made? Most cuts made in a career on the PGA Tour. I'll let that get through for 7 seconds. By the way, I was trying to explain what a 7-second delay was yesterday to somebody. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. They said, now, do you time it so that right when you put down an S-bomb, you do it right after that? I go, no, we tend to do what they call dump roulette. Well, we'll wait and watch. Look, if you have 7 seconds, we'll wait. 6.2, 6.3, and then pop it. All right, most career most career cuts made on the PGA Tour. Bill, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, good morning.
I knew you were going to come to me first. I don't have a clue. I'll go with Billy Casper.
Good try. Good try, but no go, but thanks for listening.
Hey, Bill, thanks for calling, though. Bill calls, I think, every week.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Bill. We appreciate everything you do. Frank, you're in Dallas, and you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Frank.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Peachy. How are you?
All right. How about Arnold Palmer?
Not Arnold Palmer, although he is top five. So
did he really?
You win a consolation prize, but our consolation prize is nothing.
You
thanks a lot for calling.
Knives.
All right, Marshall in Arlington, you're on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Tom Kite.
It would be Tom
Kite.
Very nice, Marshall.
Texas Longhorn. Yeah.
586 career cuts made.
Where was Lenny Watkins?
I don't know.
He's just on the show. Was he
I don't
there?
Have my senior deal. He's okay. Probably up there pretty well. You know, he's got Lenny's got a lot of records for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah,
he ran played eight of them. So, Marshall, congratulations. How often do you listen?
Every week.
All right.
All right. It makes five of you. We're moving up. Awesome. Okay, Marshall, stay on hold, and Jason will get all your particulars. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
All right. And then gets all the free golf from Avid Golfer Magazine. And White Bluff in the Cliff.
Hey, well, we got a little time. I got an interesting story. I ran into a guy who's very, very good friends with the Leonards.
Ah.
Justin and Amanda.
Justin? Okay.
And it was announced, a couple months ago that Justin's putting his name on his first golf course up in Colorado. And I got a little bit more details about it. I think it's a very interesting concept.
Detail.
The company Orvis is the one who owns the golf course.
I didn't know that name. What do they
do? It's the retail outlet that has, like, fishing equipment and fishing gear.
Got it.
And,
oh, that's right. So I'm at Outdoor World or whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brand name, but they also have their own stores. There's one right near you in that near that big supermarket. There's an Orvis right over there.
Oh, there's? Okay.
So Orvis owns it. They're building a hotel. They're going to build this golf course. And it's going to be golf and fly fishing. So you play nine holes. There's going to be a big old fly fishing lake between the 9th and the 10th tee.
Hmm.
Get it rides out.
I know Jack Nicklaus is big into fly fishing.
And then you go play the back nine, and at the 18th hole, there's another big old fly fishing lake.
There's a lot of hunters/fishermen or outdoorsmen that are on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
A lot of them. A lot of.
I was surprised. I didn't think of Justin as being an outdoors type of guy. I would have figured they would have gotten somebody like that.
Well, he's got a lab.
But apparently Justin is really into golf course design right now. So,
and you know, it's an easy thing to tinker with.
Yeah.
You know, everybody always writes maybe they're doodling and they make a golf course on a napkin or whatever or a golf hole.
Right.
It's kind of fun to do. And you don't really do a lot of the legwork. You know, you got your name. Your name
right.
is big on it.
But this gentleman who went on vacation with Justin said he's been doing a lot of studying on which kind of grasses need to be grown.
Well, he's very meticulous.
Like yeah, he's very meticulous.
Very thorough.
And by the way, I found this was interesting. By the way, his wife is pregnant for a second child.
Congrats.
And Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Good-looking woman.
Hi. Yeah, imagine that. Married to a pro athlete.
But step better.
Hmm.
Maybe one of the sharper tools in the shed.
Really? Smart?
One of the original employees of Broadcast.com.
Really?
Might have brought her own little
nest egg?
Nest egg to the
family. Maybe she had
family.
Justin signed a prenup.
How about that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I worked with Amanda. She was great.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was funny. One day, somebody said something, and I worked with her in the same department.
Where's your money?
Oh, I was an intern, and I got on after it was Yahoo. Yeah. Yeah, but it was funny because one day somebody said something about one of her friends thinking that she worked with Amanda's boyfriend. And they go, somebody said something about him being on the PGA Tour, and you just figure that, okay, I pay attention to golf. Maybe I've heard of him before. Oh, yeah, it's Justin Leonard.
Where'd they meet?
She said in a parking garage or something like that.
That's right, I mean, all my
some
women.
Some sort of happenstance.
Usually about midnight.
Yeah, but it was some sort of, like, odd happenstance sort of meeting. But,
right.
Yeah, it was really cool to hear about them and
you know,
everything.
You know, here's an interesting question for you. As Justin is, right now, he didn't have a...
For him, he didn't have a great
for him,
year.
But he still, I mean, he was leading a major after third round.
He's going into the 15th hole.
Which he's done the last umpteen years. I mean, every year, whether he's won one or not, he's always been in contention to one.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really into family now. He has said that, you know, I'm only going to play tournaments. Once the kids will get a little older, I'm going to cut back my time. I'm only going to play in the summer when the kids can travel with me, and then I'm going to become a dad, and I'm going to get into golf course design and everything. So I would say, based on those comments, the eye of the tiger of Justin probably isn't as strong as maybe somebody else who's just, you know.
I ain't going to buy that.
So.
I'm not buying that.
You're not buying?
I don't think marriage makes you duller or less motivated or, I mean, you just signed a new big deal with Nike.
Yeah.
I think you try harder because now you're playing for somebody.
Well, you know, D.A. Weibring made a comment to me once when I was talking to him. He said, you know, I asked him, I said, can you get up for every event? Are you ready to go play? This was about 4 or 5 years ago. Are you ready to go out and play? He says, you know what? It goes in cycles.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're single or married on that.
Yeah, you just go in cycles. I would bet that Justin's probably in that cycle right now that he's got other priorities besides golf. But when he goes and plays an event, I'm still thinking he's going to go there to play and win. I'm not saying that. But I bet that there's a time 3 or 4 years from now, he may be dominant again.
Yeah.
He just needs a couple years to
be
a family guy.
If you think that golfers hit their prime in like early to mid-30s, he's going to be 33 this year, I think, 34. I remember him when he won the NCAA championship out at Stonebridge.
Yeah.
Man, time flies, man. But I think he'll be fine. He's very dedicated. He's very committed. I mean, he's got his workout schedule. I know I tried harder once I got married and had kids, no matter what I was doing, because now somebody's kind of relying on you.
You didn't have a few million in the bank either, though.
It doesn't matter, though. Money to them, I think, is just a number. I don't think it matters, because the money doesn't get you the exposure and the notoriety and your reputation. It's what your results are.
Well, it's kind of like anybody out there, once you get the money that you need, whatever level money that is, then you want recognition, notoriety,
yeah.
Something other than money.
And they're in the public eye.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, you don't want to be called a failure or a has-been or what have you done for me lately. I think if you have enough drive, you'll just succeed. And Justin's got all that.
Funny, the guy he went on vacation with is an avid golfer, avid golfer. And Justin says to him, they're out skiing. And Justin said, can you do me a favor? Just this week, can we just not talk about golf? And the guy looked at him and said, man, that's all I want to talk about, whether it's you or anybody else here. You know?
Oh, these guys won. I wonder if we said something wrong. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Hey, not much. Who's that talking with Falwell? Is that Falwell?
No.
Who is that?
How would you mistake Craig Rosengarten's voice for Mark Falwell?
No! Rosengarten.
No! Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, hey, not to answer your phone, but anyway, hey, speaking of D.A. Weibring, it's fishing on the golf course. He's got the best fishing golf course he designed in Richardson at Sherrill Park that you ever fish at. I fish every golf course I go to, and there's 4 and 5 pound bass on several of the ponds out there.
There you go.
I'll bring my dynamite.
Fishing.
Hi. Okay. Enough of that. All right, 9:48 on the ticket. That's why we go screenless. Up next, we mix with the rant. And from what I hear, they have a very important, possibly shocking announcement regarding the show. Talk about that next.
Thank you. Hey, Ticket Man. Come alive in 2005 with the Ticket's January item of the month. It's a grab bag of ticket gift goodies, sure to start your new year off right. For just $25, you'll get an Operation Stay Hard t-shirt. Now that's what I call Bit CD, a ticket shot glass, koozie, and a KTCK baseball cap. In other words, it's everything we've got that you wanted but haven't had good yet. Punch up theticket.com for the January item of the month from the station that says, the year is new and our wife is too. Horse Radio, 1310, the ticket.
Thank you. San Antonio's got the Alamo and a beautiful river running through the middle of it. It's got some Mexican food, a bunch of which is at Taco Cabana. Now, 30 years ago, they started cooking it up, and they're still cooking it up 24-7. Fresh tortillas and sizzling fajitas and homemade pico de gallo. We're talking the whole enchilada. San Antonio. I love you, Taco Cabana, too.
If you're really hungry, then you've got an enchilada. Right now, pick from your choice of two of our delicious enchiladas for just $3.99. Or, for those with a bigger appetite, three for $4.99. Choose from a succulent selection of sour cream chicken, beef, or cheese. All served with rice, refried beans, and two freshly made tortillas. Only from Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana. Now that's real.
You know, if you're driving without auto insurance, you're driving
butt naked, wearing only a smile in your bra.
Yeah, I think they get the picture. Anyway, why risk enormous fines or even losing your license when A, affordable insurance offers low, low monthly rates? Because without auto insurance, you're driving
naked as a gay bird, going commando.
As I was saying, for complete coverage regardless of your driving record and without a credit check, call A, affordable insurance toll free at 1-800-850-7733 and stop driving.
Oh, natural, with a wardrobe malfunction while taking an airbag.
Don't make me hurt you.
Don't get behind the wheel and expose yourself to large fines or even loss of your license if you're caught without auto insurance. Call us toll-free at 1-800-850-7733. A Affordable Insurance. We've got you covered.
We've got you covered at A Affordable Insurance.
So hey, check these guys out. A Affordable's got a rate as low as $42 per month. $42. When they say low monthly rates, they're not kidding. Call them at 1-800-850-7733.
Easily impressed? Not me. So when I hear free checking, it's got to be more than just a checkbook.
Maximum strength checking from Bank One. Free one checking with direct deposit.
I want free checking to mean free ATMs.
An army of free ATMs.
I want so many free ATMs, if I blink, I'll miss one.
I want them where I've been, where I am, even where I'm going.
Maximum strength checking means free access to over 6,500 Bank One and Chase ATMs nationwide.
And branches. I want branches open late and on weekends.
I want them there before work, after work, maybe both.
I want email alerts if my balance gets low.
And bill pay, free online bill pay that's simple, easy, and guaranteed.
Yeah, I want free checking. I mean all that.
Get more than just free checking with direct deposit. Get maximum strength checking only from Bank One. Stop by Bank One today or visit bankone.com.
Maximum strength. That's the kind of free checking I want.
Member FDIC. See the Bank One online bill payment agreement for details about bill pay guarantee.
I'm Layla. Just how stressed out is Jerome Bettis? Next on the Ticket Ticker.
My name is Daniel Lambries, and I'm a trial paralegal with the law firm of Barron & Butt. The community colleges were probably the easiest way for me to get an education because I could work and I could go to school at night. If it wasn't for the stepping stone of the Dallas Community Colleges in my life, I don't think that I would have gone on and pursued any of my education, period. I mean, I have a great job. I have a degree. And without the Dallas Community Colleges, to be honest, I would own a home. It's given me a life. I am what I am today because of the Dallas Community Colleges.
For Daniel Ambries, and all begin here at a Dallas County Community College. Enroll now for the spring semester at Brookhaven, Cedar Valley, Dallas Telecollege, Eastfield, El Centro, Mountain View, Northlake, or Richland. Call 817-COLLEGE or visit dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. Dallas County Community Colleges. It all begins here.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
NFL playoffs are today on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Jerome Bettis and the Steelers play host to the Jets in the early game, and the bus says that even though the Steelers are 15-1, that doesn't mean they are worry-free.
Pressure isn't one-sided. Pressure is both sides, and pressure is felt when there's a big game, period. So, I mean, there's pressure on everybody, but the key is to try to control that and contain it. So I think if they lose, they go home, too, so I think the pressure's on them, too.
The late game is the Rams and the Falcons. Coverage starts at 3 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mavericks suffer a loss to the Spurs last night, 98-95. Mavs have now lost two games in a row to Southwest Division opponents after their loss to Houston. Mavericks play the second game of a back-to-back tonight when they play host to the New Jersey Nets. That game is at the AAC. And USC quarterback Matt Leinart says he will return to SC for his senior season and his last year of eligibility. Leinart won the Heisman Trophy this year before SC won the national championship. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Free autographs from George Brett, Mike Madonna, and Jason Witten at Hummer Ticket Stock 2005. February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
9:55 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us on the team box. Give us a rant here in a second. I want to thank Jason and Layla. Check out Layla on AvidGolferOnline.com. Her lovely mug is there. And also thanks to Lanny Watkins for popping on today.
And your son.
Check out his fine
English
work.
Teacher?
English teacher, yeah. Shout out to Chris Deswick. before we get to the rant's shocking announcement on their show, last week I came in and I said, I was telling people on the T-Box, crew, I said,
you look like an old man right now.
Thank you.
With his readers on the end of his nose.
Old homo. I heard a spot, and I said, God, that sounds a lot like Davey. And we all kind of thought it, and then you guys confirmed it.
The Dallas Community College one?
Yeah, it's a good spot. Your voice sounded pretty good there.
It's very...
very methodical, very calming.
You like to continue your education.
Very K-E-R-A.
It is very Kate.
How many takes?
I'm versatile.
Yeah.
You know what? I think
shocking statements in there would have been funnier. But
yeah. Well, I didn't write it, so.
Didn't you?
What is it? Triple D, triple A?
No, it's DCCD.edu.
It's a tough website.
What is it?
DCCD.edu.
That is tough.
How do you come up with that?
Well, he didn't.
Why did you create that? In general.
Why did you say school.org?
But I think that was like the fourth take.
By the way, Corbin,
yeah, though.
I don't think you can beat me in ping pong.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I sense a challenge. Now,
that's interesting.
Now, Corbin,
you can beat me. And I'll tell
Corby,
you what, you've got one issue playing me is you take away that left-handed advantage. Well, I don't think it is an advantage. I just think it is.
You realize that when Corby was in college, he went into like a Forrest Gump trance and
it was all digitalized,
just played ping pong.
I played even there's a reason I made a 1.1 second semester of my freshman year.
I
ping pong.
Of course,
I went from college to grad school. I spent at least 2 hours a day every day playing ping pong.
What a whip!
I loved it. You got a table at your house? I used to. I moved and I had to put it down. Why?
With an axe.
Right through the net.
But yes.
Why not? It's perfect because your kid. I mean,
I don't have a room that's big enough unless I put it in the garage.
Garage, baby.
I think it's the same thing as billiards. We used to have a pool table when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And that was the thing to have. Back
don't they
in the
fold
70s.
Up? Can't
yeah,
you
they
just
do.
Roll it to the side of the garage and then when you want to play, pull the cards out and fold it?
You know,
it
there's some really high tech ping pong tables out there now, like heavy duty, sturdy ones that are probably run you a couple $1,000.
And you can play against yourself. You
they
know?
Don't fold, though.
Oh.
I mean, they're like tables.
They're like slate.
You know, like, a table that you'd buy at a furniture store that's so heavy and so expensive.
Right.
Wood?
Yeah.
Well, they just finish those things off and paint them green, basically.
Where do you play now? When you go play, where do you play now?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I've probably played 3 times in the last 3 years.
Local ping pong hall.
Keller High School has a ping pong club.
Geeks.
I would have loved it if my high school had a ping pong club.
I had one growing up. Did you have one ping pong table growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? All my friends did, too. So it was like every house we played ping pong.
But see, I grew up where there were basements. Basement's a perfect place for a ping pong table.
You're right. That's the thing about Dallas. You know, like in Denver, and where'd you grow up?
Baltimore. In the Northeast.
Every house has a basement in Denver.
I miss a basement.
Every house.
Yeah.
I have to build one.
Every one in my neighborhood, too. I mean, everywhere Baltimore does.
And by the way, like my sister's basement area is the greatest place in the world for the kids.
Making out?
Yeah. It was great for that, too. It is huge. I mean, it's like half the size of their house is their basement.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that room is gigantic. It's got like an offshoot bedroom and a bathroom in there. And I mean, it's just giant.
That's where I spent all my time growing up.
Yeah.
The house that I grew up in New York, there was, I guess, the couple that owned it before my parents were super paranoid freaks. And so they built an entire bomb
sex dungeon?
No. They built an entire bomb shelter off the basement. So you had the regular basement that's directly under the house, and then you had a hallway that went down into the ground. And then there were like two rooms, like storerooms off there.
Were they bomb shelter?
Yeah, I mean,
your dad converted him into a sex
actually,
dungeon?
My in-laws have a bomb shelter, too, in their basement.
That's so
really?
50s, 60s.
Yeah.
All right, so the shocking announcement, I hear Corby yesterday, because the rant was The rant was a big player yesterday on the hard line, and Corby made the proclamation that this could be the end of the rant.
Cat's pretty good about yanking him off.
Wow.
So that was us talking about dominating the round table. And then I said this. Cat is pretty good about yanking him off.
Why'd you say that?
Well, I didn't mean to, obviously.
So, yeah, so I got, like, several emails.
I haven't
seen
the first time. The
end of the rant.
Don't end it. No, I said this could be the last year for me, personally.
Well, first of all, how did you get to talking about the rant?
Because they brought up, we were talking about you at Guys Night Out.
Oh, my dedication to the P1.
No. The big fight last week.
What's the big
argument you guys had on the air.
Oh.
What was the big argument?
That led into our argument.
It's not worth bringing up.
How did that start up, though? How did they start talking about you changing your, you know, what goes on the air and what goes off the air?
Well, that didn't. They just said they heard the argument. We didn't give specifics, really. And then I go, this probably will be the last year of the rant.
But then you kind of relented because you said, well, where's Davey going to do his 2 hours of shock?
I'll get Ty Walker to do the show with me.
All right.
No, I'm not saying that it is.
I want to know. So that was it?
You
made it sound
it
like
the whole segment.
People were thinking that there was the rant was talked about a lot on the show.
I thought it was. More than usual do.
Well, yeah. But what shocked me is they both admitted that they listened.
Yeah, they listened to the...
Of course they listen. The rant is a fun...
No, I do not listen. As a matter of fact, he even said in the beginning of the segment, he was like, now, I heard about that. I heard about you guys getting an argument. What was that all about? And then about 10 minutes into it, or 5 minutes into it, he goes, yeah, that was great listening to that.
Just like athletes and sports talk, same garbage.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Those guys can want it off the air and hate it and everything and still listen. It's not, I don't think that it's contradictory.
Like, why am I?
Oh, I know what it was. Grego was aghast by the fact that you guys get here at 10:05 and you guys
have that was
show
it.
Prep meeting.
That was it, yeah. What do you do? Who's your producer? What do you do? It's like we all get here around 10 o'clock.
Don't you have a Fernando that comes in and cuts out stories? And
there's good odds that every week someone will get here at about 10:05.
Where's your run sheet?
Yeah, I pulled that straw this week.
Yeah. By the way, did you see the article on Greg on the morning news this morning?
No.
Barry Horn finally woke up.
Hardliner, I was addicted.
Was that in the Star Telegram yesterday? They do that yesterday?
I don't know.
Grego is taking this gag so far. I dared him to, hey, make him a story. Let's see how much probe we can get.
You know, I went to
Are you going to go through with the rape thing that I told you about to come clean?
Well, no, because the deal is that, you know, you gave us the challenge between me and Grego.
Right.
And he jumps the gun and does this.
I'm in.
So now everyone's going to think I'm crying.
And I haven't even paid him a $10 yet.
Wow.
You know, I was shocked.
I can get in every paper. Every TV show.
I was shocked the other day. I had that rush of adrenaline, like, oh, my God, I've been busted. Because one of the girls that I work with was like, oh, my God, Dave, I was watching the TV news the other night, and I thought that they were talking about you because they teased this story about a ticket host who's addicted to drugs. She goes, I thought it was you. And I go,
Dave.
No, it wasn't me.
You weren't busted.
Right.
So my kid calls me.
Good story, David.
My kid calls me and he goes, Dad, so who's the ticket is a junkie?
What?
A junkie. He goes, yeah, all my friends are asking. There was somebody at the ticket that's like admitting that like they're junked out and they're strung out on heroin or something like that. So
you said, guys, probably Corby.
No.
Well,
and I said, no, it's not Corby.
One of my old friends who I used to be in a band with, he was a keyboard player. He's now a cop, and not the drummer, the keyboard player for the band.
Lots of ex-men.
All of the cops. These were the most unlawful people you could have ever imagined. They all became cops. So anyway, he's Gilbert. Barb Smith's brother. My friend is. Barb Smith's brother. Isn't that weird?
That's how she got the
What? Line.
Yeah, right. I know.
Did you know this all along?
No, I didn't. She came in and said, you know, when you first started traffic here, she goes, hey, my brother is is Buck, who used to play with you.
Buck Smith.
Hi, Buck Smith.
His last name isn't Smith. That's her.
Oh, yeah.
One of her various married names. And so anyway, they right after the tease, you know, because Channel 8 just teased it.
Right.
Ticket host admits a drug problem. And he called her immediately, and he was going, it's Gordo in it. I knew it. I always knew it was Gordo. No, it's not me.
Is there a level of what type of drug is, like, a little too much, like you wouldn't admit it on the air?
Like if you had a big coke problem?
Coke, crank, crystal meth, whatever. You
like
know,
like that show on HBO,
Would there be a point?
There was like Small Town Ecstasy, and then there was another show on HBO where they showed that woman transforming.
Sleeping with my son?
Yes. What was that on? Was that Crystal Meth or
that was on Crank.
Yeah,
Crank?
That was the one where they were their whole
well,
life
meth,
was based
that's the same
on that.
Thing, isn't it?
Meth. Yeah.
Isn't Crank and Meth the same thing?
That was the one where she was saying that she and her
trailer.
She and her
eventually,
son would smoke and watch porn, and she knew that eventually something was going to happen.
Yeah.
She wouldn't eat. The house looked like a pit.
You want me to tell you again?
But is there was there a drug that you would not admit
slower than speed up at the end.
That you would not admit that you overcame?
Yeah.
You overcame?
Yeah. Crystal meth.
Oh, no.
Heroin.
And they have to reshoot.
Is that what Vicodin does?
Too much of an arc?
Yeah. I mean, that's so common.
You went out of frame, damn it.
And that's a really, his story is really typical.
Every Saturday, Rick's filming a new porn. Last Saturday, this one,
sitting in the director's chair. Would you even admit you overcame alcohol?
Yeah, because you know what? That's socially acceptable.
To be a drunk?
It's not socially.
No, you know what?
You have the disease.
But I think it's because it gives a reason why I'm not going to have a drink at this party. So look, I was an alcoholic. I don't drink anymore. And
yeah.
Interesting.
So another ticket admission from Craig
Rosenblatt. Wow. Golf expert comes clean.
Barry Horn to call you.
No,
co-host overcome.
Warning, sexually explicit details.
As opposed to under, right?
Or pre.
But Grego's story is really, I mean, we there's probably a story a week on this.
At our station?
Of celebrities. I'm not saying great. I'm talking about like Hollywood celebrities having this type of addiction, this type of problem where it starts out with some sort of medical issue, and the doctor prescribes it, and then you get addicted to it. I mean, he said that he got like 3,300 email.
Right.
And a lot of it was, you know, people saying, hey, I'm the same way. And a lot of people were saying, you know, influenced me to check myself in.
Did he ever say
and that's what's good about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I get several email people saying, man, Grego is just grandstanding. He doesn't know what addiction is. Well, just because his addiction was the same as yours and he didn't end up in a dumpster, these people are saying, man, he's got wimpy addiction. He never hit bottom and that sort of thing.
Did he ever say how he got
which
that many Vicodin?
Which films many times.
How he got that many pills?
That's the question I think everyone just avoids.
He said
you know what I'm saying, though. I mean, it was an unlimited refill.
He said
doctors.
No, that is not true. That is not true.
Unlimited refill. He was stealing it out of his teammates' lockers.
Here's a tub worth.
I mean, always wonder why I was digging through my drawers.
When you speak into our ear, you need to make sure it's not about three paragraphs. Hold on.
Jason, stop.
Well, Jason can't talk on the air right now because we're using all the microphones.
I'm glad he did it, though. Good for him. I'm glad he overcame it. I'm glad. I bet those two... First 2 or 3 days had to be the absolute worst. I've never got anything like that.
So he goes on record saying that he didn't get it from some seedy alley, and he never had it that wasn't prescribed by his doctor, but it's not his doctor's fault.
Wait a minute. How many junk emails do you get that you can get Vicodin online?
Well, I think he is on the record saying he didn't do that.
You can't get it online?
It's legal to get it online, though.
Yeah.
So you can get it.
I think it's gray,
but
you can get it from Canada or overseas, I think.
But you have to go, you know,
it's
kind of a, because I talked to a guy long before this Grego deal who had a problem with all this, and he was telling me about it, and it was scary stuff. And he said that what Grego went through, like on October, whatever, 29th, when Grego said he hit bottom, when he started going through withdrawals, this guy says, you know, because there were several times where he would run out of the prescription and couldn't get any. And so there were 4 or 5 times he went through this just because he couldn't get any more, not because he was trying to wean
himself. It seems like that if he did go through that process, which Grego described,
which was pretty horrific on the air, that if he would have actually gone through that and got clean.
Right.
Because it's not physically addictive once it's out of your system. It's not like you need it after it's all out. You know, after the 4 days of detox or whatever, it's gone, and then you're not like, I gotta have it more. It's not like heroin or something like that where you're always fighting it daily. At least that's the way it came across with him.
I don't think anything's like that.
Well, I think your body craves heroin.
Not after it's out of your system, I don't think.
Unless you always
psychologically crave it.
Unless you always have a nicotine addiction, even if when you quit.
You know, I don't know about that.
Do you crave, like... I mean, you didn't smoke for that long, though, did you?
Smoke cigarettes.
I don't think it takes that long.
Let's see. I mean, I did for a few years.
Okay, so
but I was never like a hard. Well, maybe I was a hardcore.
You smoke a pack a day?
No, I never get probably 3/4 of a pack at my height.
Like when you're playing in your bands, did you smoke like?
Yeah, back in the band days.
But like, what do you mean a lot at one particular time?
I mean, oh,
you're
yeah.
On stage, you always had one in there, right? One
no, not
guitar,
on stage.
String and.
When you were done, though, like 2 years after, and you were out and about, did it ever, like, smoke?
No.
Or you had a party?
No. The only thing, it's a psychological thing. Sometimes you think, you know,
if you're having a beer and you're...
But it, yeah, man, a cigarette would be really good right now, but you know you can't do it because it would just start, you know, you'd find an occasion the next day to do it.
But is it when you have that first cigarette after you haven't had one in 2 years, is it...
Oh, the summer
begins.
No, it's not like unleashing a monster. It's very subtle. I think addiction is very subtle. I don't even know what I mean by the term addiction because people speak of it as if it's this monstrous
craving?
Other that just lurks in the shadows kind of thing. I don't know. Well, I mean, like, I quit drinking a year ago.
Week?
No, like a year ago.
You don't drink wine in France and all that?
No.
Really?
No, I like wine too much.
So, but that's not considered drinking?
No, but I mean, I've stopped drinking. I stopped drinking and smoking and everything. I'm trying to rid myself of all vices.
Why?
Why?
No, what I'm saying is, aren't or those... are you just focusing on the one you like the best?
See, I think if you don't have at least...
ASAP.
If you don't have one vice or something that's not going to kill you, but...
Oh, believe me, I have many vices.
I think you're going to binge like crazy sooner or later.
I do not eat...
Or do you replace a binge with another?
Psychologically, I do not eat healthy. I mean, it's not healthy, the motives that I have for eating. I don't eat because I'm hungry. I eat because, gosh, I just love the taste of this meal. And so I will overeat because I just want more of the taste as opposed to, hey, I'm finished, you know, getting my nutrition. Now I can stop eating because I'm full.
So I think human nature dictates that we're all trying to kill ourselves one way or another. We start out with a healthy body.
Yeah, we're very self-destructive.
Yeah, so if you take out your wine drinking, do you have to replace it with another vice?
No.
Really?
No, I'm a lot of
viceless.
People. Well, I'm not viceless. I'm just saying that those are two that I got rid of.
But those were big ones, though, right?
Yeah, I guess. So I mean, socially, they seem like big ones. Well, when you say, you know what, I'm just going to quit drinking, everyone, just their eyes light up.
Yeah.
What, you want? Well, we're at a party. How could you not? I mean, it's really freaky to people. They don't understand
I think
how to live in this ridiculous society without drinking.
It's not only freaky. I think it also maybe subconsciously makes them feel a little bit guilty that they're still drinking.
Yeah, there is a lot of, because we live in such a drinking world, there's a lot of, hey, everyone dismisses everybody else is drinking because I'm drinking too kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And so it's kind of cute that we all just abuse together, especially when you have a bunch of friends who drink a lot.
So if you
know,
bring us
you
always,
all,
you
what's
always
the word? It's codependent, it's conspiracy, you know, it's kind of, you're all in the little conspiracy together, you know.
And you always make yourself feel better, like, well, I'm not the biggest drunk in the group.
Yeah.
So you'll still drink like when it's free, right?
So is that the reason that this is the last year of the rant? Bring it back to the original tees?
Getting rid of all of our vices?
Yeah, and the rant's the final one?
I'm not quitting. I've already quit enough stuff in my life. I'm not going to quit drinking. You're not going to make me drink.
No, Corby, I'm not saying
whatever.
But boy, you do get a lot of that. So, and you know what? When I did quit drinking and... You know, it would come up in parties. Hey, why aren't you drinking? I'd say, yeah, I just did away with it. It did cause a lot of people to, I could see their own self-consciousness raise tenfold. And you start seeing the patterns that we all have towards drinking, which is, Man, come on, have another drink. You're not drinking. You never ever had that, that someone's not drinking as much as you?
Oh, yeah.
And so you feel self-conscious because
you watch this. Come on, I'm like two ahead of you. Let's
right,
go.
Come on. Come on, because you don't want to appear stupid, and you want to make sure that every, if you're going to the principal's office, you're dragging everyone with you, and you want everyone to be on the same page as you are.
Agreed.
I don't know. It is weird how much drinking is enmeshed in our world. Our own particular world.
Except for Bob's.
By the way,
Gordon's now.
By the way, did anybody listen? Was that actually listening to when Grego did that on the air?
Yeah, I was. I listened to some of it.
Okay, because I was sitting there, like, just staring at him the whole time.
You had no idea?
Just riveted him. Yeah, Reiner was the only one that knew, right?
Yeah.
And he knew back then when he checked himself in?
It happened the day of our vacation, first day of our vacation. Or
yeah,
actually,
COVID
he
one,
drove
right?
No, in December.
Oh, I thought it was back in
No, in December. No, he drove
he drove
from Fort Worth at our remote. You know, we left, like, see you, man, have a good vacation. Okay, bye. And he drove from Fort Worth straight to Eastern.
Wow. Yeah, he wanted to do it over the vacation, over the planned vacation. So in October is when he realized he had a problem, but then he worked with his doctor to make it to December.
Do they have good food over there, Detox? I mean, do they feed you well? Or
I don't think it's an actual place.
Just
you
call
can't,
it
like,
Detox.
Show up. You
like
got mashed potatoes?
No, it's like a Betty Ford clinic type place. I mean, is it posh?
I think
it
depends on where you go.
Oh. Well, the one he went to.
I don't know.
He didn't say.
I don't know where he went.
Hmm. Interesting.
I've never been to that one.
Charter?
You had no idea. No. No. And he was like, would you have known? I mean, were there any signs? No.
They don't have like a five-star detox?
No.
I don't think he got help at Charter, but he did get help somewhere.
And it was 9 days? How long did it take?
If you grew up in the 80s, you enjoyed that.
4 or 5 days?
I would think that's pretty quick.
Well, it depends on what
I think
your...
he was in for 5 days, he told us.
Read Barry Horn, what did he say?
The fifth and final night. Yeah, 5 nights. So probably 6 days, five
Let's fact check our own... friend on in Barry Horn's column.
Well, that's pretty cool, though.
Almost, but yeah, so he ends up helping a lot of people doing this. So how can you criticize him for it?
No, I'm just saying. Plus, does his back still hurt?
I don't think anybody's criticizing.
Because he's always had a bad back.
No, it's not you guys. Yeah, I'm just talking about there's a lot of people who are
different.
They think that Grego is getting too much attention for it.
Nah, I don't think it's grandstanding.
Are we late? Is that why you played that?
No,
we're so late.
Are we?
10:17.
Well, come
here.
I can't. What did I say?
You over.
When we come back, can we talk about this rant thing? Because still, I have yet to understand what all was said about the rant on the hard line. And
I don't know if I still have a job.
And
last
what,
year.
How
yeah,
serious
you're both
Corby's
employed.
Announcement is.
You're both employed. Yeah, we'll get into that tomorrow. Tonight.
What?
Next.
KTDK, Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial in to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. The Ticket Ticker delivers up-to-the-minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Interviews with big-name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here. Dunham & Miller, Norm Hitchin, Bad Radio, and the hard line, plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live, local, and loving what we're doing. You're all sports all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. TheTicket.com.
You know, for the cost of 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at a Dallas County Community College and get an education that could get you moving toward a better career with higher pay.
Hey, Dave, can I ask you something?
For the price of a month of double lattes, you could be taking courses from an outstanding faculty. For what it costs to buy an MP3 player, you can go to a highly regarded college that's right in your neighborhood and offers a choice of majors from accounting to zoology. And for what you'd spend on a pair of sneakers, you can be part of a college community that values your talents and helps you make the most of your abilities. It's simple. You can invest in things, or you can invest in yourself and discover your unlimited potential. To get your start, enroll now for the spring semester at one of Dallas County Community College's 7 locations. Call 817-COLLEGE or visit dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. Dallas County Community Colleges. It all begins here.
You think menus, we think ink to print them with. You think recipes, we think file folders to keep them organized. You think fish and fowl, we think pens and pads to take the orders.
You think of how to organize your business. We think of how to supply it. We're Office Depot. And if you're thinking about chopping clutter, adding efficiency, and whipping your office into shape, Office Depot's thinking our National Stock Up and Save sales event will give you amazing savings. So hurry in now through January 23rd and buy two, get one free on select supplies. It's a great way to get your business cooking on all burners. You think better preparation and presentation? We think of serving up all the above. You take care of business, we take care of you. Office Depot. Don't miss our buy two, get one free sales event now through January 23rd. Get great deals on office essentials like paper, binders, folders, storage, and pens. These deals won't last, so hurry into Office Depot today. Certain restrictions apply while supplies last. See store for details.
Faster than a speeding tire.
More powerful than new MTV Ray Vestas brake.
Look in the newspaper.
On the radio.
Through Sunday.
America's greatest tire and service sale.
At MTV.
Over 2 million tires on sale nationwide.
At MTV.
Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Goodyear, Pirelli.
The first and only tiered tire pricing sale in America.
Tires from $11.99.
BF Goodrich from $29.
Goodyear from $39.
Pirelli's from an amazingly low $49.
Michelin's from just $59.
At MTV.
Free alignment.
Yes, free alignment with any set of select name brand tires.
Plus,
four tire balance and rotation.
Only $19.99.
Exide batteries from just $39.99.
Ray Vestas brake jobs, only $69.99.
Pennzoil oil change.
Including filter.
Just $17.99.
The biggest tire and service sale in America.
Through Sunday.
At MTV.
MTV, keeping the world in perfect motion.
Phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE for your nearest MTV location.
Give your outdated walls an update. You can for a price you'll love from the Home Depot. Hurry in now and get $20 off 5-gallon buckets and $5 off 1-gallon cans of all Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint, Glidden Evermore Interior and Exterior Paint, and Glidden Ultra Hide Paint. Nobody else has more know-how to get your paint project started, because only the Home Depot has the Color Solution Center, the largest paint color palette in America. And matching and coordinating colors has never been easier, thanks to the exclusive Behr Color Smart System. Go ahead, make a big change with a little paint. Come in today for $20 and $5 off quality Behr and Glidden paint by mail-in rebate. And now's the perfect time to redeem your Home Depot holiday gift card. Get started with style. You can at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid at the Home Depot in the U.S. only. Behr offer valid through 11705. Glidden offer valid through 12305. Discount by manufacturer mail-in rebate. See in-store rebate coupon for details.
Why Don Nelson doesn't think tonight will be a cakewalk next on the Ticket Ticker.
Hey, Tom here for Reliant Energy. You like football? You like parties? What about Hawaii, huh? Then enter the Reliant Energy Aloha Getaway. We're giving away two trips for two to the big game in Hawaii in February. 5 days of fun, including airfare, hotel, game tickets, game parties, and $500 in spending money. Mm-hmm. For official rules and details, go to Reliant.com/Aloha. Football in Hawaii in February. The Reliant Energy Aloha Getaway.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Mavericks try to get back on the winning track when they play host to the Nets. Van Chevrolet and DiamondDoctor.com bring you the ticker. They've lost two in a row after last night's loss to the Spurs. Don Nelson says the Nets aren't easy either.
Jefferson was an all-star in the East. I don't think there was any question about that. And Vince has been an all-star, but, you know, you'd want them both on the court at the same time if you're coaching that team. And now that's impossible.
Tip-off is at 7:30. Check out the Mavericks post-game show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Two games in the NFL divisional playoffs are today on The Ticket. The early game is the Jets playing the Steelers. The late contest is between the Falcons and the Rams. In their last meeting, the Falcons drilled the Rams 34-17. Coverage starts today, by the way, at 3 o'clock. And Michelle Wee misses the cut at Sony Open. She was 7 strokes back. Shigeki Maruyama is your leader at minus 8. Justin Rose and Brett Quigley are tied for second at minus 7. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Mega Millions is here with drawings on Tuesdays and Fridays. It's easy to get in on the only game that's bigger than Texas. So play today. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
855-1025, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
This is the last rant ever.
Is it time for a break? What are we doing here?
Let's go to 30.
Davey, you're the producer.
We'll go to 30 and then we'll be back on time.
Let's introduce ourselves and
set the table.
Set the table. Talk about what we're going to talk about regarding the future of the rant, and then let's step away.
Okay, I'm Gordon Keith.
I'm short timer Corby Davidson.
I'm spare Dave Lane.
Don't say you're spare because you're the guy who we've been doing this show for the past 2 years.
Whatever.
So don't diminish yourself.
So you're doing this show out of pity for me?
Yes. No, not pity. But I know it means something to you, and it does. I mean, I enjoy doing the show. I don't enjoy not having my weekends off, blah, 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 cliche, but I think, I mean, you always come into consideration when I think about quitting the show.
That's sweet of you.
Because I feel I have a certain, not even obligation, I don't know, because I like doing the show with you and for you.
It's the only time we really ever see each other.
Right. Keeps us all in contact. So, yesterday on the Hardline, Corby Davidson and the Hardline got into it about the rant. And so Greg Owen Ryan start bagging on the rant. And
no, they really weren't bagging on it.
Well, I didn't hear it, so I it's unfair
well,
to say anything.
Yeah, no, don't say that. They weren't bagging on it.
They were just asking questions about the function of the show, I guess.
And yeah, and I go, it's probably got about a year left for me.
Which, I disagree with you on that.
No, I don't think from a steam standpoint, like we're just,
we're running
out, man.
Well, I just know
no more life. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in the minds of the rant fan, we are definitely like the Simpsons, where they're like, man, year two, year three of the rant, that's when they were really going. But, man, they're just hanging on by a thread. Yeah. They should really cancel it.
Such BS. Everybody has good old day syndrome, and everybody thinks things used to be better back then. But if you went back and listened to them, it was the same as it is now. Sometimes there's great shows and sometimes there's bad shows. I mean, it's an improv show. And that's like Grego being appalled that we don't do any show prep. Well, that's because it's an improv show. That's the idea of this. This is kind of a testing ground for new ideas and
it's experimental radio.
It is. It is.
That's one of the reasons that I wanted that I would stick around after when I did the T-Box before I officially jumped on board and glommed on to y'all. But that's what I liked about it, is just showing up and going.
Yeah.
You
know?
We brokered that deal, by the way, Gordon and I.
No.
Yes, we did.
We did. We had a sit-down with Bruce Gilbert, and we said we want
at Texas
Corby.
Land and Cattle, as a matter of fact.
The two of us are out of material.
I don't know if that's the way we worded it. But and at that time, what we were talking about was I was wanting to quit it. I was thinking about this. I just don't want to do it anymore. And we're coming up with a way that would make it palatable to continue doing, and we wanted our buddy Corby on it.
And so when I said that yesterday, it was just from the standpoint of, like you just said earlier, I want to have full weekend privileges.
With your wife?
Yeah.
Or you can do to her what
careful
guy doing on the beach.
Red light.
By the way, don't send me, because I'll open it up, that says the, what was the title?
Most Uncomfortable Tsunami Video?
No, it said, the most shocking video of the tsunami. To which I'm thinking, uh-oh, because I've seen them all. I went on your website and saw all those on GordonKeithWeb.com. And I looked at every one of those.
GordonKeithWeb.com?
Gordon Keith, yeah.
Just get the proper address.
So, the most shocking video of the tsunami, and all of a sudden, I open it up, and it's some smut video on the beach, and it's the weirdest sex position I've ever seen in my life, and then a big wave knocks this woman right off her head. If that means anything.
So they were shooting in Thailand?
No, I think they were shooting in Port Aransas or something, and just some little pissant wave went and just hit her in the head. It's really funny, actually. But no, I said that because I think we all feel that way. Saturdays, there's no, and it's not like I take that many trips on the weekend, but it'd be nice just to have that option.
Can't leave till noon?
Well, instead of leaving Friday, you know, and going somewhere or whatever, you leave Saturday at noon. Because I enjoy doing the show. I don't mind the show. It's the time of the show.
But since the three of us have started doing the show together, has anyone not taken a trip that they wanted to take?
Whenever they wanted to take it.
Yeah,
I bitch about that all the time.
Well, that was the whole idea of having three of us that, yeah, we have the final Saturday of the month off, but...
And then whatever other Saturday you want.
But, on occasion, if you clear it with the other guys that...
Meaning clear it with Gordon? What do you mean clear it with the other guys?
You just say, hey...
I find out. No, there's no clearing it. This is what I hear from you guys. Hey, remember, I'm not going to be here next week. All right, I gotta take off. What? Wait, hold it!
Hey, today I'm leaving at 10:15.
Yes. That's how I find out. At 10 o'clock, when you walk in, you announce that you're leaving at 10:15.
You're just bad. Well, there's a couple times that he's been gone where I'm like, is he supposed to be here? Because I have no idea. I haven't heard anything.
When is his flight touchdown?
Yeah. Are you back from Uruguay this week?
I've never been to Uruguay.
Yeah, well, your world travels. You just kind of disappear. All of us are bad about it, though. All of us are bad about it. Okay, so maybe I'm back in. All right, forget it. We'll take the show forever.
Well, I'll tell you what. Coming up next, we'll take the hardcore rant fans' opinion. If we've jumped the shark and you don't like listening to the show, and we were better in year two and a half, and you know all that kind of BS, let us know.
You were better when you were drinking.
Yeah. All right, 10:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Boy, wasn't that a wild weekend. Moss mooned the pack, Plummer showed his crack, and the Rams rolled on the road. And you heard it all on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Today, while you're running all around and doing stuff, the Jets fly to Pittsburgh at 3, followed by the Rams and Falcons. Tomorrow at noon, the Vikings take on the Eagles, and then the Colts play the Pats. Don't let the honeydews do you wrong. Get them done while listening to every playoff game, every weekend through Super Bowl 39, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, P1s. It's Big Dick. I'm at Sport Clips in Burleson. Where are you? You should be here. Sport Clips in Burleson is located off of Highway 174, actually on Highway 174. That's right off of I-35 in Burleson, just south of the southwest Fort Worth area. Jay Novacek is here, former Dallas Cowboy great, signing free autographs until 11 o'clock. So come out here and see him. Dallas Cowboy memorabilia is available here if you don't have anything for him to sign with you. $8.95 haircuts. They're also giving away 20-inch Schwinn Stingray chopper, and for the tickets part, you can register to win a free 6-month membership to 24-hour fitness from us. So come see me, Big Dick. Come see the rest of the ticket crew that's here, and come see former Dallas Cowboy great Jay Novacek at Sport Clips in Burleson, John Jones Road and Highway 174. We're here until 11.
Presenting a Lexus So Special. It's created a class all its own. Lexus Certified Pre-Owned. And it's not quite new. It's as close to new car standards as you can get. Each vehicle undergoes a thorough inspection and reconditioning process and is given a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. And now, from December 31st through March 1st, qualified buyers can get 3.9% APR financing for terms up to 66 months on all certified pre-owned vehicles, with each monthly payment of $1,685 per thousand borrowed on approved credits. Lexus Certified Pre-Owned. It's not just a car. It's a whole new category. See your Dallas-Fort Worth area Lexus dealer or visit LexusCPO.com.
Now customers qualify. Available through Lexus Financial Services. No down payment if qualified. Take delivery by 3105. Not available in Hawaii. See your participating Lexus dealer for details.
The best coffees come from all over the world. From South America, Central America, from Africa and Asia. Luckily, you won't have to travel nearly that far. You just have to go as far as your local on-the-run stores at Exxon locations for Bengal Traders gourmet coffees, made from some of the finest Arabica beans in the world. And what's better than great coffee? How about free coffee? Throughout January, we'll double punch your Bengal Traders bonus club card. So when you buy 3 Bengal Traders coffees, you'll get one free. Talk about a great way to jumpstart your day. So come in and try Bengal Traders regular, dark, French vanilla, hazelnut, or whatever other coffee we've got brewing fresh. It's serious gourmet coffee without the fuss. Available at on-the-run and participating Exxon locations. How do we know nothing will wake you up better than Bingle Traders coffee? Because at On the Run at Exxon, we're drivers too. Offer good at participating On the Run at Exxon locations through January 31st, 2005.
Nothing goes better with a cup of Bingle Traders coffee than freshly made breakfast or donuts from On the Run at Exxon. Be sure to pick one up today.
Time to start your year with savings in high gear. Now through the end of the month at Courtesy Nissan, we're revving up the savings during our 05 Savings Drive. Here's Courtesy Nissan's General Manager, Mike Corey, to tell you more.
Folks, for the year 2005, our goal at Courtesy Nissan is to be your number one Nissan dealer. And we know to achieve that goal, we've got to earn your business by giving you the best selection, the best service, and the absolute best savings. So now through the end of the month, you won't believe how much you'll save during our 05 Savings Drive. This month only at Courtesy Nissan, get a new 05 Nissan Altima for just $169 a month, or a new 04 Xterra for only $199 a month. Don't miss your last chance on an 04 Titan LE, now $6,000 off MSRP. Folks, if you've been waiting for the best savings on a new Nissan, don't miss our 05 Savings Drive and see why Courtesy Nissan is number one in customer service in the Metroplex. Courtesy Nissan, North Central at Campbell Road in Richardson. But hurry, because when these savings are gone, they're gone.
I'm Layla White. Curtis Matt Martin says a bad could be a good. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Come in right now to Red Lobster and we'll satisfy your cravings for jumbo shrimp for just $11.99. Imagine jumbo shrimp scampi, sizzling hot with that intoxicating aroma of melted butter and garlic, tender and decadent. Or indulge your craving for jumbo coconut shrimp with that tropical flavor locked in those crispy coconut flakes, served with a sweet pina colada dipping sauce. Or you can lose yourself in a plate of tender jumbo crunch fried shrimp. Hand-breaded, served crispy, hot, and crunchy with our irresistible melt-in-your-mouth warm Cheddar Bay biscuits, baked fresh every 10 minutes, and a fresh salad for $11.99. This is not just a night out. This is not just a meal. This is a jumbo craving satisfied, a full-fledged, mouth-watering reward. This is jumbo shrimp, the way only Red Lobster can do it.
Dallas-Fort Worth.
The North Ticket. Texas Food Bank serves 540,000 meals each month at shelters, after-school programs, and senior adult centers. Visit ntxfoodbank.org to see how every dollar you donate can feed six people. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth. Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Jets play the Steelers today in the early game of the NFL Divisional Playoffs. Last time these two teams met, the Jets lost to the Steelers in December, and Curtis Martin says it may be a good thing.
That's what I think inspires us. I think that's what makes us feel that we have a real good chance. We made more errors than we made in any other game, and we were still in the game.
The late game is the Rams and the Falcons. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mavs play the Nets tonight at the AAC. Mavericks have lost two straight before tonight's game. Last night, they lost 98-95 to the Spurs, but Dirk Nowitzki did score 36 points in the loss. And Ted Thompson has been hired to take over Mike Sherman's job as general manager with the Green Bay Packers. Thompson leaves his job as Seattle's vice president of football operations. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
At the Network Cross, live from the mothership on Maple or some other locale. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, also known as The Rant. We're with you for a while anyway. Corby announced in the Hardline yesterday that this was his last year on The Rant.
Let me just say this. If I can get, during this segment of phone calls, two consecutive calls that say stay, then I'm in it forever.
Okay, well, let's go to the phones. I'm in it for forever. James, you're on The Ticket.
I like The Rant as it was just with Gordon itself, but Corby adds something. You know, he can't go away. If you guys leave, you'll find the
when was it you by yourself?
It was me by myself for a long time, and then Dave worked in more and more, and it was Dave and I for forever. And then
you did the show by yourself?
Yeah, that was originally when Dave. That's the way the show was. I sat in here by myself, and
well, you remember
the crew being there. You were in. You remember?
Remember
you run the board or something?
No, I ran the board, and Corby was the producer for a while. And then
I don't even. Was this in this building?
Yes.
Yes.
I ran the board, and you were the producer.
Did we not go on the air?
Yeah, we did, but it was mainly him. And then you went and did the T-Box, I think, and then I became the producer, and then Eric Bright was the board op.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went through board op after board op, but I moved from the
producer
chair into this room.
He just slowly just started walking in here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
First, like,
he kept moving his mic closer and closer to this door.
And made it his own.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, James. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a vote to keep the rant. Chris, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on AM.
Yes, it should stay. Corby should stay.
That's two, Corby.
That's two.
You're in it for life.
Forever.
All right.
That says here,
I promise.
It says here that the rant helps you not to kill yourself.
Yeah, it's the only thing I have to look forward to on the weekends.
Oh, that's sad. You know, there's,
like,
you know, there's playoff games today.
So then you have like 48 hours after the rant's over with to just wallow in your own misery?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I have to go back to work.
Where do you work?
Don't give the name.
I'm not giving a name.
Okay. What do you do for a living then?
I work for a bank. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
If Corby leaves, though, I'd like him to stay, but if he leaves, can I come in and audition?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Oh, oh, no!
That's
damn
on
it!
You.
That's on
yeah,
you, Gordon.
You pissed him off. I said,
damn
yeah,
it!
Said, no.
That's it!
That's it!
I think that's Vicodin Norm is what that is.
That's like James
Muscle
Gum.
Muscle relaxant Norm.
James Gum Norm.
Do you like that one, the slow one?
Oh, I love it.
So do I. Find the slow Norm, that's it. I love this so much. All right, let's take another call until we get that one. Do you have it, Greg?
Greg?
What?
Greg. I just had a big confrontation with Greg the Whale yesterday.
No!
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 No! No! No! No! No! No! No! I'm sorry. That's it! Drop your pants and let me your butt hard.
It's just so time consuming.
Oh, it's so great, though. Especially with Gordon's pantomime.
No, I always have to pantomime
it. Hard. It's so great.
No muscle relaxant Norm.
Ooh, jeez.
I can promise you, there's not been a human who's had a more disgusting sound let out over the air than that right there.
That's super magnified Norm belt.
Yeah. All right, JW, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Billy Babies!
No, not that one.
If Davey Lane forces himself from the rant, when are we ever going to hear him on the air? Just on the commercials he does?
Yes,
on Dallas Community College commercials. You can hear him on that.
The rant's as good as it's ever been, and I don't want to listen to 4 hours of Rosengarten every Saturday morning.
Well, I don't think he would just start performing double duty.
Oh, okay, my bad.
All right.
Corey, you got to stay on.
You see what that guy said there? The rant's better than it's ever been.
You know, if the rant wasn't here, you might get 2 more hours of Ticket Sports Saturday.
Wouldn't
that
be great? Tony T, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Oh, God, please, not Sports Saturday that long. I know why. Hey, the rant is the best show.
How does this guy have so much bass in his voice?
I don't know, but I want it.
It's great.
Well, the rant is the best show on the ticket.
How big are you?
How big am I?
Down there.
Shut up. His voice could not be any more polar opposite than mine.
I know.
Do you want to do Dallas County Community College?
What?
No, man.
Dave wants you to co-host those podcasts.
You know how much money I can make with your voice?
How much?
3.
Let's get together. No, Corby, stay on the show. This is the best thing that you do. The rant never lets sports get in the way of a good show.
Hey, thank you for that.
God,
thank you for saying that.
And hey, by the way, Gordo, do not let Corby off the hook. He was a little bit rougher on you yesterday than he's letting on.
Yeah, Corby is saying that, they were all saying positive things about the rant.
No. There was nothing. It was pretty ambiguous as far as where the line was drawn. I was just saying that I want to do this for another year, and then I want out.
Well,
I went out of my deal.
All right, well, what did you hear, Tony T, about him bagging on the rant or me?
I heard somebody say something to the effect of the rant, the worst show on the ticket. I don't know that that wasn't Corby, but I think I heard that from somebody.
Okay.
And
no, I think you heard Grego say we're out of gas.
I heard that.
Okay.
I heard that, but you know that can be fixed. But I think I did hear somebody call Gordo a what was the word they were using? A human distraction or something like that. And
That's what George calls you. That's what we were saying, that what George calls you.
But anyway, this is the best 2 hours. This is it right here.
See, Corby? There's somebody, people are appreciating your work. Do you understand how valuable that is? A lot of people have jobs that they never get appreciation for their work, and these people are calling you up telling you, we love what you do on Saturdays. Please keep doing it.
Think about your legacy, man.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, man, that other dude was right. Corby was ripping you, Gordo. Don't take it, man.
Okay.
No, he was just kidding. Oh, man, now he's all like Mr. Political.
Jason,
correct.
Find the segment. What? When was it yesterday Corby?
Yesterday at 5.
It was when I was
right
at 6:30. It was dark. And he was just saying, yeah, they're out of gas. This is the last year.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
I'm going to the next break.
Okay. All right, we're going to listen to it.
We will.
I think you're right. I think Corby is doing this.
He's doing the soft pedal this morning.
Right. When he's with the hard line, yeah, I mean, it's trash. Gordon, it's just impossible to work. I mean, he's, yeah.
They keep talking about my family. And
yeah, I mean, you know.
I hate those guys.
I mean, they think it's all cute and fun, you know, to talk about someone's family.
No, I think I reiterated the exact same thing I said on the air.
Which is what?
That you don't have a problem with your coworkers 5 days out of the week?
Yes. Yeah. I don't have a problem with y'all.
Oh, please. If we were going to quantify the problems you have with people you work with and compare these two people to the hard line
on the air.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm about to say.
That's an important distinction to make.
It's not off when I have to go mow Reiner's lawn every week and stuff like that.
Justin, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, Corby, I don't know if you realize or not, but you know you have to spend time with your wife if you leave the rant. Did you know that?
That's a good point. That's 2 hours away.
That's true, especially when, I don't know if you thought about that, but I still just want to bring it to your
team. I already pledged lifetime commitment, so.
To your wife or to the rant?
To the rant, not my wife.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I want to weigh in on this Corby situation, man.
Okay. Let's ask Dave about lifetime commitment, by the way.
Let's not. Go ahead, black
hey,
man.
If Corby leaves, can we, you guys bring Rocco back, you know, do the rant with him?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, this is Corby's wife, Tony. I was wondering why he's so ashamed of me that he's going to leave the rant.
Not me.
Is it because you're ashamed of that, that you're leaving the rant?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, get rid of that.
Okay. All right. See, the P1s are causing trouble between us now.
I know. I'm back off. I'm out.
Oh, you are?
That's it. I'm out.
Hi, you're on Ticket AM.
Yeah, I want to ask Corby a question.
Oh, yes, please. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Corby a question.
You have to turn your radio down, dude.
You're on the air now.
Corby.
Yes, Dave.
Why do Oklahoma fans eat their cereal out of the box?
Because they don't do well in bowls.
Yes, because if it was in a bowl, they'd lose it.
Right. That's good. That's a good one.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'm opening a lounge, and I need a lounge singer, and I was thinking that Davey Lane, if he would just speed up that community college ad, it'd be perfect. I could write the lyrics for him and everything.
Okay, sure.
That'd be perfect.
All right, you're opening a lounge.
Yeah, you know.
And you need a lounge singer.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who opens up a lounge?
I don't know.
What is a lounge, anyway?
I thought they were only in bowling alleys.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, is Corby the one that's got the funny laugh?
The what?
The funny laugh.
Is Corby the one that laughs?
Yes.
Okay. You know, he really needs to say. Also, on Saturday, man, y'all got a great show. Remember when you did that one here last year? The people call in about, I don't know, walking in on their parents and stuff. It was so funny.
Yeah. People first. Hey, this is Corby's laughing at it.
No, that was so funny, man. If y'all get bored, all you got to do is do something like that. I mean,
that's a good programming idea. Thank you.
That is. Yeah,
I've learned a little something about radio. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Corby needs to stay because my wife almost called 911 not too long ago because I was laughing so hard I looked like I was foaming at the mouth.
What were you laughing at? You remember?
Because he was bagging on Sticks, and he was talking about that stupid pipe organ that they used to always have, you know.
All right.
And also the other thing, my dog likes it. So.
Wow.
Likes what?
Keep him on, man.
Peanut butter. Oh man, my dog loves it. So.
All right, I'll stay.
I can't ever remember in all of my years on this earth ever laughing at Sticks pipe organ music, much less to the point where some paramedics were called.
Yeah.
So please tell me what's so funny about Sticks pipe organ.
That wasn't on this show, was it?
He had to be there.
I was rolling, man.
The ticket?
What's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Maybe we should do it where just one member of the rant is voted off.
Yeah.
Oh, we do like a survivor type thing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. But how long are they off? Forever?
No, just for the rest of the year. And then we'll do another vote
next
year.
Off?
Yes. Instead of this one weekend off, let's do 1 year off at a time.
And then the next year, another guy, that guy has to come back.
Yeah.
And then you vote on the other two?
Well, that other guy may get voted off again.
All right, I'm in for that.
That'd be great. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Corby a question.
All right, sure.
All right. Why does he always talk about attending TCU when Dick Hicks disputes that and says he graduated from North Texas? Is he ashamed he graduated from North Texas?
Yes,
why
he is.
Why does he always talk about TCU?
You well, know, that is a good point.
Because I spent probably 5 years of my life over there, and so I feel a much stronger kinship
but
towards that.
But you graduated from North Texas.
You're a North Texas grad.
And then you follow OU.
It's weird, I know.
I'm an SOB. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you lie.
Thank you for your courage,
sorry.
Sir.
You should have gone to the New Orleans Bowl and not the Orange Bowl.
I should have.
You're what?
He voted Corby off.
I think he voted me off.
Oh, okay.
So I got to go for 1 year.
Hi, you're on AM.
Oh, jeez, Corbett. Listen, these are good people. It's a good show. Drop your job and let me kiss your place hard. No funeral.
Well, that was like tranny Norm.
I don't think it.
Yeah.
I like Ricky.
I love the term tranny, by the way.
Corby, you got to say it. See, I've got a little doll that I named Kubi. And late at night, I stroke him and I make him warm and put him next to my groin. And,
it
just makes me feel.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Cobra.
You got to say it for me, Corb. Or the American people will have you killed. Cobra.
Oh,
or the
American
by the way,
people will have you killed.
Did you guys go over Ollie G and what he did? The Borat thing?
The rodeo thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened like at the beginning of the week, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, you want to talk about that next?
Yeah, let's rehash that next. Yeah.
Okay, coming up next on the Corby Davidson Show, Ollie G talk.
Why?
Watch out for those desperados.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket is kicking off the other football season with a Dallas Desperados ticket P1 party. Call 214-253-6285 and get $13.10 off the best seat in the AAC house. The season opening game is January 30th. Score a Desperados P1 t-shirt and get in from the get-go on the game that goes both ways. Call 214-253-6285. That's 214-253-6285 for the P1 party. From the station that plays football in the his house. Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
TheTicket.com.
If you're ready to upgrade to a home theater system, there are two things you need to know. First, it's completely worth it. For sports, movies, awesome. And second, you really need to get it at Tweeter. They have a whole range of different packages at different prices. All of them are assembled using the best components anywhere. And Tweeter can install your home theater so that it actually works the way it's supposed to. Tweeter's got the biggest, best-trained, most experienced installation crew in the business. They do this every day, and they can make sure everything is connected right. So come to Tweeter, check out the different home theater packages, then have the Tweeter crew install it. You'll get exactly the same experience at home that you did in the store. And you won't drive yourself nuts with wires and whatever else is back there. Tweeter. They don't just sell you a great home theater system. They untangle your mind. Right now, you can save up to $3,000 off the original price on all Pioneer Elite Plasma TVs with no down payment and no interest for 15 months.
I'm at a dojo in a small village in Japan to make a point about SMU Cox School of Business.
Getting your business education from SMU Cox is a lot like studying under a highly respected martial arts master. Only you study with masters in business. Black belts that teach you how to snatch that promotion. SMU Cox offers nationally ranked programs, a network of alumni and colleagues around the world, a renowned faculty right next door, and a campus experience like no other. Our PMBA program lets you choose a concentration, and concentration is key to success. Oh, wise one. That's SMU Cox, where one who seeks knowledge can become a master in business.
Some want a promotion. Some simply want a challenge, while some want to change the shape of how business is done. Whatever your motivation, a professional MBA from SMU Cox can certainly be the answer you seek. Information sessions are January 25th at our Plano campus and January 26th in Dallas. Or visit coxpmba.com.
Hey, Tom here for Reliant Energy. You like football? You like parties? What about Hawaii, huh? Then enter the Reliant Energy Aloha Getaway. We're giving away two trips for two to the big game in Hawaii in February. 5 days of fun, including airfare, hotel, game tickets, game parties, and $500 in spending money. Mm-hmm. For official rules and details, go to Reliant.com/Aloha. Football in Hawaii in February. The Reliant Energy Aloha Getaway.
Hey now, it's The Hard Line. Mike Reiner here.
And Greg Williams here.
And we are here today with the number one mortgage originator in the state of Texas, Rodney Anderson of CTX Mortgage.
So Rodney, tell me, what's the market like right now? Is it time to buy a house?
Well, Mike and Greg, it's a great time to buy a house. Sellers are more negotiable than they've ever been before. Interest rates are still great. So if you're out there in the housing market, you need to get pre-approved today. Give me a call. There's no fees, no obligations. 972-985-5208. That's 972-985-5208. And even if you need help finding a realtor, we can help you with that too. Again, give me a call. 972-985-5208. Or 24 hours a day, guys. Everybody can go to RodneyAnderson.com.
972-985-5208. Call that number today with no obligation to discover the Rodney Anderson difference. 972-985-5208. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or check Rodney out. RodneyAnderson.com.
CTX Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
I'm Layla Y. Michael Vick says he's ready. Next summer, it's a picture.
Our GM told us to go west, young man, and we did. It's a miracle, but we discovered ice in Fort Worth.
Hey, look, Ryan, it's ice.
In my day, Grego, we called it frozen water.
For the first time ever, the Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 will be in the town of the cow at the Fort Worth Convention Center, March 24th. There's not a bad seat in this bar, so get your $13.10 out and pony up. CCOI 8. Tickets on sale now at theticket.com. From the station that says,
Ice, Ice, Baby.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ice, Ice, Baby.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Ticket.
The NFL divisional playoffs start today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rams take on the Falcons in the NFC. And Michael Vick says he's looking forward to this evening.
Everybody's intense. You know, everybody's edgy and excited, you know, which is what you would expect in this type of atmosphere and this, a game of this big of a magnitude. So we just have to calm ourselves down and just let the game come to us.
Rams and Falcons are the late game. The early game is the Jets and the Steelers. Coverage starts today at 3 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mavericks take on the Nets tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. Mavericks coming off a tough loss in San Antonio to the Spurs. Josh Howard didn't play last night, and he will likely not play tonight because of an upper respiratory infection. Don't forget about the Dallas Mavericks postgame show on The Ticket following the game. And Shigeki Maruyama is the leader halfway through the Sony Open. Michelle Wee failed to make the cut by 7 shots. She finished 17 shots behind the leader and 9 over par. Our next ticket taker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Pay no attention to the ticket men behind the curtain. It's just our Wheels Off Roundtable at Hummer Ticket Stock 2005, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Norris America and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
They call to tell me that you have gone. Come on, girl. The strength of all my hopes and inspiration.
Who is this? He's trying to do Betty better voice too.
Zach Malloy.
Who?
Not a Tard Bark.
Who is
Zach Malloy?
Bark.
Hmm.
Who?
Jack
Mallardvark.
Zach Malloy.
No.
Oh, that's the guy that used to sing for the Nixons, right?
That's when it gets stuck.
I think he listens to the station.
Well, then I support him. But he is kind of... there's a little bit of affectation there.
A little, sure. Little Vedder-esque.
Sure. No one ever sang like that until Eddie Vedder came along. So you can't tell me that these are these people's natural voices.
What? I think rarely in, like, rock and roll singing, rarely does anyone, like, when they first join a band, start singing in their natural singing voice, and then that's the voice they go with. I think you have to mess around until you find the voice that sounds cool with the music that you're doing.
Right.
So we're still in the process of pulling the evidence from yesterday's hardline, right?
Yes. In which Corby says that, no, it was almost a Rant Love Fest, actually. It's just...